Well, it's time to toss it back to the 90s, before I was born. The Piedmont Bullweevils take the field tonight here in Atrium Health Ballpark. The Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Carolina Mudcats battling for the third game on the week here at Atrium Health Ballpark. This is the second half of a 12-game homestand for the Ballers as their season quickly coming to a close. And we'll see how many wins left here at home the Ballers have against these Carolina Mudcats this week. Hackett friends, Dan Halody making his 18th appearance and 18th start of the season from Chandler, Arizona, a 14th round pick in 2022 by the Chicago White Sox. Adams will hack at the first pitch. This one's lifted high and foul. It is 0-1 on the DH, Luke Adams. 19 years of age is Adams, a 12th round pick in 2022 out of Hinsdale, Illinois. He gets the start today for the Mudcats in the DH spot. Murphy sets in the red tops tonight. 0-1 delivered. This one is a bit low and inside. It is now even at a 1-1. Luke Adams, a DH at the plate. Pats third batting. Fourth is the first. Speaksman Jesus Chirinos. Jose Cibrian, catcher, will bat fifth. Batting sixth is the left fielder Taden Hall. 1-1 is on the inside corner. Now 1-2 on a Luke Adams. Taden Hall, the left fielder, bats sixth. Jace Avina, right fielder, bats seventh. Batting eighth is the shortstop, Gregory Barrios. And batting ninth is the center fielder, Kalen Nicasia. 1-2 count, pitch delivered. This one is roped down the line and left, hooking, foul. It'll be a souvenir for a lucky fan. It's a 1-2 count still on Luke Adams. Getting just the top of the first. Scoreless ball game. As we're only about three batters in to this one. Dan Halody bringing you all the action from live here in Kannapolis. Game three of this six-game set between these two sides. Murphy with a 1-2 count. The lefty looking for another good start. He will check on the runner at first. It is not in time. Still a 1-2 count on Luke Adams. Mudcats tonight going with the gray tops, red striping in the underarms, with the gray pants, black and red, piping down the sides. Murphy sets with a 1-2 count. Pitch delivered. Runner going. Swinging a foul tip at the plate by Adams. Got just a piece of it, and it is 1-2. Again, gray tops, red underarms, black socks for anybody who's decided to pull them up. Going black caps, red brim with the classic Carolina Mudcat logo on the front are the Mudcats out of the Brewers organization. Murphy on the mound, looks in for the signs. The lefty sets, 1-2 on the way. Up and away, snap throw to first, and it's not in time. Arenamo's back in safely. Still a 2-2 count now on the DH, Luke Adams. Defensively for the Kannapolis tonight, Lanzilli, McCarthy, and Logan left to right in the outfield. In the infield, Sprinkle, Gonzalez, Camaletti, and Galani. Behind the dish is Juan Gonzalez for Shane Murphy. 2-2. Waving a foul ball out into the protective netting. Count will stay at 2-2 on a Luke Adams, a 19-year-old. 11 homers on the year, 49 RBI for Luke Adams, who has been one of the more steady bats as of late for the Mudcats. He's struggled, but on the season has been dependable. Murphy's 2-2, fouled off again, and this is a battle at the plate between Murphy and Adams. We'll see a ninth pitch of the at-bat. It is still 2-2. Adams actually second on the team in home runs. Jace Avina leads them in homers. He's batting seventh in the lineup tonight. 2-2, runner going. Inside and low at the plate, full count, throwing a second. Did they get him? No, they couldn't get the tag down. And it'll be a full count now with a runner on second as Arenamo is in safely at second, a stolen base. And it's a full count on Luke Adams. Full count with one down. Murphy sets, glove at the belly button, 3-2 pitch to Adams. Swinging a miss at the plate. He struck him out, fist to cuff. It looked like a dinosaur swinging a boat oar, and it's a strikeout number one of the night for Shane Murphy. Luke Adams is down, swinging a miss, and out number two. And due up is the first baseman, Jesus Chirinos. Two outs and a runner on second. It is Wiader Arenamo who swiped a bag in that at-bat for Luke Adams. Arenamo is 13th stolen base of the season. As Murphy stands in, pitch delivered is hacked and a miss. It is an 0-1 count on Jesus Chirinos. Chirinos has been by far the hottest bat in the last 10 games for the Mudcats. He's on a 10-game on-base streak. He's reached base with 12 hits and 11 walks. It's been a barrage of on-base opportunities for Chirinos. So one is up and away, 1-1 on the first baseman, Chirinos. Again, 10 games in a row, he has reached base batting .387, and of those hits, 12 total, three doubles. He swings and misses at the 1-1. It's now 1-2. Murphy one strike away from getting through a clean first inning, despite a single from Arenamo. Catcher Jose Cibriano waits on deck. Murphy looks in for the 1-2 count, working at a good pace. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out, a breaking ball low and inside. Gonzalez will have to throw to first to confirm the out. But it's a K-2-3 in the scorebook. Jesus Chirinos down on strikes. Murphy has two to start his ninth. And after one inning of work. To the bottom of the first we go. Ballers and Mudcats battling for the third time this week. We'll see Camaletti, Gonzalez, and Harris when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Bottom first, headed your way. Mario Camaletti, Jacob Gonzalez, Calvin Harris, two up, bottom of the first inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. New arm on the mound is the starter tonight for the Carolina Mudcats, Yoaner Herrera. His first pitch is low and inside. It is a 1-0 count on Mario Camaletti. Herrera, third different starter on the week for the Mudcats, of course. They work through their rotation at a good pace. 1-0 is fired in there for a strike. It is 1-1 now on Camaletti. Yoaner Herrera is 6'3", 238-pound righty from Caracas, Venezuela. It's delivered on the 1-1 is low and inside. A 2-1 count on Mario Camaletti. Yoaner Herrera on the mound against Kannapolis, 1-0 with a 2.16 ERA on the season. 3-4, a 3.86 ERA. 2-1 pitch delivered by the righty. This one is looped in the center. That'll drop and be a base hit for Mario Camaletti. He's on base for the third game in a row with a base hit. And he leads it off with a single, one on and nobody out. Due up now is the second batter in the lineup. It is Jacob Gonzalez. So Gonzalez stands in for his first time tonight against Yoaner Herrera. On the season, as mentioned, 3-4, 3.86 ERA. This is his 11th start and 19th appearance of the 2023 season. Actually, one of the more dependable arms on the mound for the Mudcats. Just a consistent arm, as this one is roped in a right for a base hit. Moving to second is Camaletti, and Jacob Gonzalez follows up a single with one of his own back-to-back base hits for the Bull Weevils. Now 2-1 and nobody out. Due up is the barehanded backstop in Calvin Harris. So Calvin Harris stands in, 2-1, and still nobody out. Herrera in 65 and a third innings pinch entering tonight. 56 strikeouts, 41 walks, so he can allow some free passes. Opponents are batting .220 against Yoaner Herrera from Caracas, Venezuela. First pitch delivered to Calvin Harris is taken up and away. A 1-0 count on a Calvin Harris. Herrera last pitched on the 10th of August against the Delmarva Shorebirds. Three innings in relief of Patricio Aquino. He struck out three and allowed just one unearned run on two hits. 1-0 pitch. This one is check swung on, but in there for a called strike. It is 1-1 on a Calvin Harris. Home plate umpire tonight, Dylan Holsey. Out on the base paths is Shane Sullivan, as assigned by the Carolina League. 1-1 count. Herrera sets on the mound with a look at second. Here is the pitch to Calvin Harris. Wave and a miss. And a breaking ball low. It is 1-2. Harris, the DH, bats thirds in the lineup. Jordan Sprinkle, third baseman, bats in the cleanup spot on deck. Batting fifth is the left fielder, Chris Lanzilli. Ryan Galaney, first baseman, bats sixth. Juan Gonzalez, bats seventh. He is the catcher. Ryan McCarthy in center, bats eighth. And Drake Logan in right, bats ninth. Harris lines the 1-2 foul down the left field side. Count stays put at 1-2, and we'll do it again. One, two count, nobody out. Herrera's pitch to Harris. This one is a bit outside. A good take on the pitch that was a bit outside from Juanjer Herrera. It is a 2-2 count on Calvin Harris. Herrera's had a higher ERA as a starter. He's had two more games as a starter as a 2-2 fouled off. Keep it a 2-2 on Harris. As a starter, Juanjer Herrera 1-3, a 4.30 ERA. And as a reliever, 2-1, a 3.25 ERA. Similar splits across the board. He has allowed more runs, but his batting average against is less. 2-2. Swung on and lifted high and foul. Heads up here. 2-2 count. He'll end up a souvenir down in the seating bowl. Heads up, a nice grab down there for a lucky fan. It is 2-2 on a Calvin Harris. Jordan Sprinkle awaits on deck. Bottom first in a scoreless ball game. Ballers have 2-1, nobody out. Herrera sets, pitch delivered. Low and inside, Harris takes all the way at 92 miles an hour. Count will run full on a Calvin Harris. This is now a 8-pitch at-bat. This will be the ninth of the at-bat between Calvin Harris and Juanjer Herrera. Defensive setup for Carolina tonight. Hall, Nicasia, and Avina. Left around in the outfield. In the infield, Arenado, Barrios, O'Reilly, and Chirinos. Behind the dish is Jose Cibrian. 3-2. Grounded towards second, double play ball. O'Reilly flips to second for one on to first. It's a double play, but it does move the runner up. Camilleni is at third. Gonzalez out on a 4-6 put out for one down. And then Calvin Harris, a 4-6-3 double play on his first at-bat. So runner on third, 2 outs. Jordan Sprinkle will stand in with one on and two down. So Sprinkle will dig in for his first at-bat tonight. He went hitless last night. Still on an 11-game on-base streak. This one's a weak grounder towards short. Barrios makes the play. A little bit of an errant throw, and he gets the bag for the out at first on a stretch by Chirinos. It is a 6-3 putout at first of Jordan Sprinkle. Bit of a tough play over there, but Barrios makes it, and it is the completion of this bottom of the first inning. So we remain scoreless here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Two hits for Kannapolis, one for Carolina. Top two, Shane Murphy returns when we come back on the Ballers at Baseball Network, live from Kannapolis on Valley Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Jose Cibrian, Taden Hall, and Jay Savina do up. Shane Murphy back on the mound. First pitch to Cibrian is lifted into right. Hit well, but Drake Logan trails into right center, makes the grab for the out. It'll be a F9 in the book for Cibrian. One down, and do up is the left fielder in Taden Hall. Hall will send in now a 0-for-1 night for Cibrian, and Hall digs in for his first at-bat tonight. Hall had the night off yesterday, and he'll dig back in for his first at-bat of this evening's game. Lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch from Murphy is on the outside corner, 0-1 on Taden Hall. Native of St. Petersburg, Florida, ninth round pick in 2022. By the Milwaukee Brewers, Hall swings on the 0-1. This one's grounded through and a right for a base hit. One out, base knock for Taden Hall. He's on for the first time tonight. Now one on and one down. Two up is Jace Avina. So Avina stands in with one on and one out. Taden Hall, his ninth hit of 2023 in the month of August. Taden Hall, his ninth hit of August. He's got two doubles and four RBI in the month as well. Jace Avina stands in, home run leader for Carolina. Swings the first pitch and fouls this one off. Off the light post, and it's going back into play. I don't think we've seen that in quite a while here at Atrium Health Ballpark, but it just happened, so fantastic. Like the old line, if I had a nickel for every time that happened, I'd have two nickels, which isn't a lot, but, you know, still pretty cool. 0-1 count, one down. Hale Hall is at first base with a good lead. Murphy's pitch delivered low in the dirt, blocked by Gonzalez. Avina holds on the check swing. It's 1-1. Avina does lead the Mudcats in home runs, but he also leads in strikeouts. So you know what that means. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark, the in-game entertainment crew is going to make sure to play the whopper sound if they can. 1-1 count, one down. Murphy sets with a look at first where Hall's at. 1-1. Inside corner for a called strike. Avina doesn't like it, but it's 1-2. Murphy humming the fastball in at 89 miles an hour. Murphy looking for another solid outing against the Carolina Mudcats. He's been pretty steady against this team in 11 2/3 innings entering tonight. He does have a almost 7 ERA. Check on the runner at first, not in time. In 11 2/3 innings pitched, he's allowed 3 runs, 7 hits, 5 walks, 8 strikeouts as Avina grounds the 1-2 foul down the left field lines, keep it at 1-2. This is his fourth appearance against the Carolina Mudcats this year. In his only outing here in this ballpark, he kind of struggled in 3 innings, but it's a new night and a new ball club and a new everything here at Atrium Health Ballpark in this August Thursday, a thirsty Thursday evening. 1-2 count, Murphy sets, pitch delivered. Fastball up and away, 2-2 on the right fielder, Jay Savina. Ballers and Mudcats battling, third time this week, 6 on the total week. Between these two sides, 2-2 count, pitch delivered. Swinging a high drive left field, hit well, backtracking Lanzilli. He looks up, warning track wall, that ball is out of here. Jay Savino with a 13th home run of the season makes it now a Mudcat lead in the form of a 2-run shot. Hall will score from first easily, and Avina has his 13th home run of the season. It is now one out and a 2-0 Mudcats. Due up is Gregory Barrios. So Shane Murphy allows another home run. It's his 9th home run allowed on the season. He leads all cannonballers in the number. Pitch delivered to Barrios. This one's grounded foul down the third base side. Count is 0-1 on Barrios. Avina with his 13th homer on the year. Murphy allowing his 9th home run. That's now 4 home runs in his last 5 starts for the lefty Shane Murphy, who's been prone to the long ball. Avina now also with his 4th game in a row. He's reached base. Pitch delivered. This one's lined into center. That's going to drop in front of the center fielder McCarthy. Gregory Barrios on with a one-out single. Three as consecutive hits for the Mudcats. One on, one out. Kayla Nicasia stands in. Kayla Nicasia gets another opportunity to bat here. Top of the second inning, one down. Ballers and Mudcats battling here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Pitch delivered by Murphy. This one's in there on a called strike. It is 0-1 on a Kayla Nicasia. Last night, 1-for-4, double into right center and a strikeout for Nicasia. The Dutch outfielder in the organization of four Milwaukee as the 0-1 Murphy slips and falls on the mound. It is an 0-2 count on Nicasia, but Murphy took a tumble. See how long Murphy goes tonight. I've been pretty steady at 4-5 innings of work on the mound for Shane Murphy. See how much work the bullpen needs to put up in this week's matchup. Nine-hole batter Nicasia at the plate. 0-2 count with one down. He sends on the mound, does Murphy. Takes a peek at first. 0-2 pitch delivered. Upstairs and away, 1-2 on Kayla Nicasia. Nicasia batting 208. He does have six homers on the year, 31 RBI as well. Murphy looks in for the signs. Barrios at first after a single. Pitch delivered. This one is up and away. Now 2-2-2 your count. Two-two count on Nicasia, center fielder. Murphy at the mound, allowing a home run from Jay Savina. 2-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Third punch out of the night for Shane Murphy. Nicasia goes flailing at a breaking ball a bit low, and it's two outs now in this top of the second inning. And two up top of the order, Dylan O'Ray. Dylan O'Ray, another one of the top prospects in the Brewers organization, sitting at number 21 overall, according to MLB Pipeline. Check on the runner at first. It's not in time. Still a clean count on Dylan O'Ray. Only three Mudcats of the four in MLB Pipeline's top rankings are actually still across the board on all the other prospects' rankings. Another check on the runner, not in time. That is two tries over to first for Murphy. MLB Pipeline, Baseball America, and Fangraphs, the three prospect lists junkies, as O'Ray swings and misses the first pitch. Runner going, throwing a second, and they got him at second. A nice throw from Juan Gonzalez. It's a caught stealing of Barrios. A 2-6 put out for the third out. And Dylan O'Ray will return to the plate, and Shane Murphy returns to the mound. We come back on the top of the third, but bottom two we go. Ballers down 2-0. They will send to the plate Lanzilli, Galani, and Gonzalez. We come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Thank you. Chris Lanzilli stands in to lead off. Bottom two. First pitch by Yoenir Herrera fouled off. It is an 0-1 count on the left fielder, Chris Lanzilli. Ryan Galani, Juan Gonzalez to follow. Bottom two. Ballers trailing 2-0 to the Carolina Mudcats, who put up a 2-run Jay Savina homer in that top of the second inning. For the time being, Ballers still trail 2-0. 0-1, Lanzilli swings and misses. Now 0-2. Of note, Lanzilli went hitless last night. He had his streak snapped, both hits and on base. Before that, he had been on a tear. 0-2 pitch. Low and outside. 1-2 your count on the left fielder, Chris Lanzilli. In the month of August, Lanzilli's been on a tear, batting 370, 20 hits, and 16 RBI. For the righty bat, former Wake Forest Demon Deacon, former Arkansas Razorback, 1-2 is inside, count evens at 2-2 on Lanzilli. Again, a former 39th round pick by the San Francisco Giants in 2019, but ended up going to school and is now in the White Sox system. 2-2, this one's poked in a right. That'll get through for a base hit. Chris Lanzilli leads off with a single tonight, 1-for-1. He'll start a new hit streak with that base hit. One on and nobody out for Ryan Galani. So Ryan Galani gets his first at-bat of the night against Yoenir Herrera. He had a hit in Tuesday's game. Still kind of struggling to find his footing in this single-A level of baseball. First pitch from Herrera is a bit low and inside. A 1-0 count on to Ryan Galani. Former Wofford Terrier, the first ever Wofford Terrier to be drafted by the White Sox, is Ryan Galani. 1-0 count. Herrera looks into the signs. Pitch delivered. This one is lifted high and foul. It'll be a souvenir on a cannonballer way. 1-1. Galani, the 2023 SoCon Player of the Year at Wofford. An exceptional talent for the Wofford Terriers. He batted 339 with 34 homers with Wofford. He swings on the 1-1. This one is looped in the right center. That'll get down for a base hit. Lanzilli on his horse is going to head for third. Throw comes in from center. It is not there. Throwing a second, and in there safely is Galani. A nice heads-up play. It'll be a single for Galani. He advances to second on the throw. It's a single for Galani. He gets to second on the throw, so Lanzilli is in at third, and Galani is at second. So two on and nobody out. Juan Gonzalez will stand in. So Juan Gonzalez will have an opportunity now with two on and nobody out. Yoenir Herrera on the mound in some trouble. First pitch to Gonzalez. This one's taken on the inside corner, a called strike, 0-1 on to Juan Gonzalez. Last week, 3-for-9, at a home run, an RBI against the Down East Wood Ducks. This is his first action this week against the Carolina Mudcats. 0-1 count, pitch delivered. Swinging a hard grounder up the middle. Going to be tough for Barrios to play. He will make the play across the first. He goes for the out. But scoring the play is Lanzilli. And the Boll Weevils have gotten a run back. Galani to third. And it's an RBI ground out for Juan Gonzalez. 6-3, one down. Scoring is Lanzilli. And Ryan McCarthy stands in with a runner on third and one out. Ryan McCarthy will step in, runner on third, one down. Pitch delivered by Herrera. This one's taken low and inside. A 1-0 count on the center fielder, Ryan McCarthy. Again, first at-bat of the week for McCarthy against these Mudcats. 2-for-11 last week with two strikeouts and two runs scored. 1-0 pitch by Herrera. This one is tapped foul. It'll be a 1-1 count on Ryan McCarthy. McCarthy playing center field tonight, giving Eddie Park the night off. The eighth round pick by the White Sox in 2023 out of Stanford. Night off for McCarthy. Now he steps in and replaces him. 1-1, a wave and a miss. Now 1-2 on a breaking ball. McCarthy goes after it. Nine-hole batter Drake Logan awaits on deck. Bottom two, Boll Weevils and Mudcats battling. Kannapolis is trailing 2-1. Infield in. 1-2 to McCarthy. Low one in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Cibrian, and not taken off for a home will be Galaney. He stays put at third. Still a 2-2 count with one down. Balder is trailed by one, but the tying run is at third base, just 90 feet away. And Drake Logan awaiting patiently on deck. Big spot here for Kannapolis. Infield in, 2-2 count, McCarthy at the plate. He can put the ball in play. 2-2 pitch. Waving a foul tip, and in the mid of the catcher, Cibrian. It'll be a foul tip strikeout for Ryan McCarthy in the first strikeout of the night for Yoenir Herrera. Two outs now. Right fielder Drake Logan will stand in. So Drake Logan stands in. Two outs and a runner on third. Big spot here for the Ballers to not leave a runner stranded. Pitch delivered, grounded foul by Drake Logan. It's an 0-1 count. Logan is tied for third in the Carolina League. He's got 140 strikeouts on the season. And for the record, Kannapolis has only played on the season a grand total of 109 games. 0-1. This one's a bit outside. It's an even 1-1 count on Drake Logan, the right fielder. Top of the order, and Mario Camilleri waits on deck. Ballers have four hits the first time through the order. 1-1. This one is inside. Logan takes all the way. It is 2-1. Logan still below the Mendoza line. At a 194. Does have three homers. Would be a nice spot here for one. 2-1 pitch from Herrera. This one's up and in, and it does hit Drake Logan, a hit-by-pitch. So it'll be now runners on the corners and two out. Mario Camilleri, an ever-dangerous bat, will stand in. So Camilleri digs in. He had a single his first time up, as now Cibrian's going to go talk with Yoenir Herrera. Runners on the corners and two out. Camilleri stands in for his second at-bat of the night. First time through the order, Ballers with four hits. Still searching for their first walk of the night. And Drake Logan reaches on a hit-by-pitch. So in total, five of the nine batters in the lineup have already reached base in some form tonight. Camilleri, second baseman, stands in. Bottom two, Mudcats lead 2-1. A pleasure to have you join us on the Ballers Baseball Network. Dan Lodi bringing the action. First pitch from Herrera. It is up and inside, a 1-0 count. Camilleri, second baseman, on a 15-game on-base streak now. In his last 10, eight hits and six walks for Camilleri. 1-0 pitch. Line foul down the left field side. Count evens at 1-1. Couple of clouds off in the sky. Nothing too crazy. No rain in the forecast. Going to be a beautiful rest of the night here. A little toasty, but it's Thirsty Thursday. So get yourself a discounted drink. And it works out well. 1-1 is low at the plate. Throwing a second. First. It's not in time. They go for the second runner, who was at first base. It is Drake Logan. A 2-1 count on Camilleri. And Thirsty Thursday, with it being a Bull Weevils night. It is a huge spot for the Ballers to gain some ground in the race for the playoffs. 2-1 count, pitch delivered. This one's upstairs now, 3-1, and a big spot for Kannapolis here. You do have an arm warming down the line for Carolina. Looks like Jason Pena is getting loose as Herrera is running into some trouble in this bottom of the second inning. 3-1 count, two outs. Pitched over to Camilleri. Low with the plate, ball four. Mario Camilleri has his 80th walk of the 2023 season. He is on base now for the second time tonight. He reaches on a walk. Logan through second base, and base is chock full of Bull Weevils at two out. Due up is Jacob Gonzalez. So Gonzalez will stand in, but not before Michael O'Neill is going to come talk with the righty and Yoenir Herrera, who has now allowed a few too many to reach base. Camilotti a single. Gonzalez a single. And then Lanzilli, Galini with singles of their own. A hit-by-pitch of Drake Logan and a walk of Camilletti. Michael O'Neill with the mound visit. It is adjourned. Bottom two still. Ballers with a big spot here against the Carolina Mudcats. Bases loaded and two out. Bottom of the second inning here in Annapolis. Jacob Gonzalez will stand in with two outs. Pitch delivered. Low with the plate. A 1-0 count on Jacob Gonzalez. 1-for-1 tonight with a single is Jacob Gonzalez, extending it to now four games in a row with a hit. Herrera with a deep breath. 1-0 pitch. Low and inside. Cibriano snap throw into third. Did they get him? No. Close play over there at the hot corner. But diving back in safely is Galani. 2-0 your count on Gonzalez. Even a walk helps the case for Kannapolis here. 2-0 count and two outs. Herrera's pitch. Low and inside. Now 3-0 on Jacob Gonzalez. Gonzalez stands in, pitch delivered. In there for a called strike on the 3-0. It is now 3-1 on Gonzalez. 3-1 count on Gonzalez, favorable hitter's count. He looks in, Herrera sets on the mound. 3-1 pitch. Swinging a foul tip down the first base side. And unable to bare hand at the first base spot is Mike Daniel, the roving instructor for the Chicago White Sox, who's here and is first base coaching. Man, that's disappointing. 3-2 count, two outs. Calvin Harris awaits on deck. Bottom two. 2-1 score, Mudcats lead. Here's a full count to Gonzalez. It is in there, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. That one appeared to be a bit low. Instead, it is a strike called, and it's another strikeout on the book for Yoanir Herrera, his second of the night. So the Ballers will leave the bases stranded. Three outs now, and we are through two. But they do get one back. It's 2-1, Carolina on top. Quick break, we'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Kannapolis.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Dylan O'Reilly stands in, shows bunt on the first pitch, gets him down, but it lands foul. It is a 0-1 count. Quickly now on the leadoff batter, and Dylan O'Reilly tried to get on base instead. It's an 0-1 count on the Mudcats leadoff batter. O'Reilly, Arenamo, and Luke Adams do up against the lefty is Shane Murphy in his third inning of work. Murphy allowing a two-run homer of Jay Savina in the second inning, but other than that, it's been clean on the mound for the lefty. 0-1 count with nobody out. Pitch delivered from the lefty. Delivered, it's low and outside. A 1-1 count on the second baseman, Dylan O'Reilly. Yadier Arenamo waits on deck at the hole. Luke Adams, top third. Ballers trail 2-1 to the Carolina Mudcats. Pitch delivered. Breaking ball in there for a called strike. Now 1-2 on a Dylan O'Reilly. And Bull Weevil's ninth. Flashing it back to the 90s, 1996 to 2000, Kannapolis' ball club is the Bull Weevils. 1-2, broken back, grounded to second, played by Camelita first. He goes for the out. 4-3, ground down. He dodges the shards of lumber and makes the play. Does Camelita a 4-3, ground down, one out, and due up is Yadier Arenamo. That basically broke in half for Dylan O'Reilly. As it's now Yadier Arenamo who will stand in here in this top of the third inning with one out. No arms warming for Carolina. First pitch to Arenamo from Murphy is a bit inside. A 1-0 count on Yadier Arenamo. Murphy deep breath, a 1-0 count. Pitch delivered. Breaking ball in there for a called strike. Now 1-1 on Yadier Arenamo. His first time up, a single and a stolen base against Shane Murphy. 1-1 count with one down. Murphy's pitch delivered. Swing a hard liner through into left for a base hit. Yadier Arenamo, two at-bats and two singles. He has a multi-hit game. So now it is a total of one on and one down. Due up is Luke Adams, the DH. The one out, top three. And Luke Adams will stand in the DH. And he strike out his first time up against Shane Murphy. Pitch delivered by the lefty. This one is upstairs. A 1-0 count on the DH, Luke Adams. Murphy with a total of three strikeouts tonight. Here in this top of the third inning, Mudcats lead 2-1. Murphy sends pitch delivered. This one is in there on a called strike, even at 1-1. On to Luke Adams. Jesus Chirinos awaits on deck. Top of the third inning. Ballers trailing at 2-1. Murphy sent on the mound with a long look at first. Pitch delivered. Swinging a foul tip. It is another strike call. 1-2 on Luke Adams. Murphy shakes off the signs. A 1-2 count. One down. Top of the third. Pitch deliver. This one is fouled off. It'll be a souvenir on to Cannonballer Way. 1-2 remains your count on Luke Adams. Jesus Chirinos awaits on deck. Top three. A little bit of wind out to right. Shaping up to be a nice night here in Kannapolis. 1-2 count. Murphy's pitch delivered. Swing a hard liner through into right center. That'll get down for a base hit. Drake Logan hustling. He will get there and cut it off. Headed to second is Adams. And rounding third headed home on the play. Camilletti's going to throw home. Wild throw. Gonzalez makes the snag. But it's an RBI double for Luke Adams. Is hustling around is Arenamo. It is a RBI double. And the Mudcats have extended their lead. It's now 3-1 on an RBI two-bagger from Luke Adams. So one out and another run scores. A double. So punters say runner at first and one down for Jesus Chirinos. Bit of a hard crowner through. Drake Logan was hustling, trying to cut it off deep in the gap. And he did cut it off, but the throw wasn't quite where it needed to be from Camilletti at home. Top of the third, one down. Murphy sends him on the mound. The long look at second base. Adams there, pitch delivered. Breaking ball in there for a called strike to Chirinos, 0-1. Mudcats now lead 3-1. Out in Kannapolis, 6-4. In this Thursday showdown, 0-1. Fastball inside corner, 0-2. On a Shane Murphy. His opponent in Jesus Chirinos with the 0-2 count. Murphy needs one strike to pick up his fourth punch out of the night. 0-2 count, one down. Top of the third inning, pleasure to have you join us on the Ballers Baseball Network. It's Dan Lodi bringing you all the action. 0-2 count, one down. Murphy looks in, a clock reset requested by our home plate umpire in Dylan Holsey. 0-2 count with one out. Murphy looks, pitch delivered. Foul tip. Count is 0-2 still on Chirinos. Murphy's allowed three runs. It's the first time he's done that in a single outing since, well, the 18th of July against, guess who, the Carolina Mudcats. Six runs in 3 2/3 innings pitched for the Mudcats against the Ballers back on the 18th of July as Chirinos will get a piece of that 0-2, keep it at 0-2, and we'll do it again. Chirinos, the first baseman, struck out in his first at-bat. Trying to get on base for the first time tonight against these Mudcats. 0-2 pitch delivered. Swinging a high fly ball, right field hit well. Drake Logan backtracking, warning track wall. He looks up. That ball is out of here. Murphy's allowed his 10th home run of the season, and it's another homer for Jesus Chirinos. He has now put the Mudcats on top 5-1 in this top of the third inning. A two-run homer for Jesus Chirinos. He has another homer, and make it now 5-1 Mudcats with one out. Jose Cibrian will stand in. Shane Murphy prone to the long ball, and tonight he's no stranger to it. Two homers in the same night. First time he's done that since the 7th of June against the Lynchburg Hillcats. Pitch delivered, it is swung and missed. A 0-1 count on Jose Cibrian. For Chirinos, it's his third homer of the year. An opposite field shot into right. 0-1 count, Murphy deep breath, pitch delivered. Swing and a miss, got him with a fastball upstairs. Now 0-2 on Cibrian. First at bat, Cibrian flying out into right as Taden Hall awaits on deck. 0-2 count. Murphy looking in for the sign. Still just one out on the board. 0-2 pitch delivered. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out of breaking ball. No one inside, and no Cibrian can't get there. Another strikeout for Murphy. His fourth of the evening. Two outs, and two up is Taden Hall. So Taden Hall stands in, now with nobody on and two out. Ballers looking to get through this third inning and to get some offense rolling. First pitch is low and outside, a 1-0 count to the left fielder, Taden Hall. Hall on a now seven-game hit streak with a single his last time up in the second inning. Pitch delivered from the lefty, low and outside, now 2-0 on Taden Hall. As there's now an arm going to get up and go get loose for Kannapolis. Looks like it is the righty and Zach Franklin. 2-0 pitch. Bit low and outside. 3-0 on Taden Hall. Zach Franklin, the former Mizzou righty from Marion, North Carolina. 10th round pick in 2023 by the White Sox. He's warming. 3-0. Low and outside from all four. Four-pitch walk. And Shane Murphy now has another base runner to deal with. Two outs, and due up is Jay Savina. So Hall reaches for the second time tonight. Two outs and a runner on, and due up is Avina. We'll stand in not before Blake Hickman, though, is going to come talk with Shane Murphy, who has just had a bit of a rough go of it tonight on the mound. Five runs so far through 2 2/3 innings. Allowed by Shane Murphy. Five runs on seven hits, a walk and four strikeouts, two homers, which has been his problem all year. He's allowed a lot of homers. Jay Savino, one of those two homers in his first at-bat back in the second. So Blake Hickman will depart from a mound visit, the pitching coach for the Ballers. Two outs and a runner on for Jay Savina. Savina digs in with a runner on and two out. First half had, of course, a two-run blast. Pitch delivered upstairs by Murphy, 1-0. Murphy has had the lower ERA for most of the year, but the home runs have been a problem. Second game this year, he's allowed more than one homer in a game. Pitch is in there, 1-1. Now on Jay Savina. 1-1 count, two outs. Ballers trailing 5-1 to the Carolina Mudcats. Murphy's 1-1 deliver. This one is popped up in the infield. Who's got it? Second baseman Camilletti trailing into the grass in right. Makes the grab for the out. And it's finally the third out of this top of the third inning. Jay Savina pops out. It's a P4 for the third out of the inning. Bunt damage done. The Mudcats get three runs, and they now lead 5-1. Here in Kannapolis, like a fast break, and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network, live from Atrium Health Ballpark, Harris, Sprinkle, and Lanzilli, when we come back. Calvin Harris, Jordan Sprinkle, Chris Lanzilli do up here. Bottom third inning, Harris digs in. First pitch from Herrera, grounded towards the second. Easily played by O'Reilly. First he goes, one pitch, one out. It is a 4-3 ground out for Calvin Harris. Third baseman Jordan Sprinkle will stand in. 0-1 now on the night. Sprinkle will step in for his second at bat. Sprinkle digs in for his second at-bat. First time up, grounded out to the shortstop in Barrios. Pitch delivered. Low and outside. It is a 1-0 count on a Jordan Sprinkle. Sprinkle an 11-game on-base. Sprinkle going to make it 12 now with a hit in tonight's game. Even a walk would do him a lot of good. 1-0 count. Pitch delivered by the righty. This one is taken inside by Sprinkle. 2-0. 2-0 count, one down, bottom third. Ballers trailing 5-1. Pitch delivered by Herrera. This one is looped in a shallow right. Going to be a tough play for Avina coming in, and will make the grab for the out. It's a F9 for Jordan Sprinkle. Two outs now, due up is Chris Lanzilli, left fielder. Two outs, bottom third. Lanzilli stands in second time tonight. Pitch delivered by Herrera. This one is weakly grounded. A third routine play for Arnamo. Sets and will fire across in time for the out. It is a 5-3 ground out. A 1-2-3 frame on the mound for Juanjer Herrera. And that concludes now this bottom of the third inning. Top four we go. Shane Murphy back on the mound. We'll take a break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Kannapolis. 5-1 Mudcats on top. Nine-one, due up in the order, top of the fourth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers trailing 5-1 to the Carolina Mudcats. It is Barrios digging in. First pitch by Shane Murphy in there for a called strike, 0-1 on the shortstop at Gregory Barrios. Barrios, Nicasia, and Dylan O'Ray due up. Top of the fourth inning, it is Barrios' second at-bat of the night. His first time up, he did have a single, one of seven hits on the board for the Carolina Mudcats. Murphy in his fourth inning of work has kind of struggled tonight. Five earned runs in three innings of work. 0-1 is a bit low and inside. 1-1 on the shortstop in Gregory Barrios. Zach Franklin continuing to warm up down the line and right for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Again, donning the Bull Weevils at tops tonight, the Piedmont Bull Weevils. From 1996 to 2000, the name of the team here in Kannapolis. 1-1. Wave and a miss, 1-2. The Bull Weevils were actually an affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies back in 96 through 2000. And then the Kannapolis Intimidators became the name in 2001. This one is away, 2-2 your count on the shortstop Gregory Barrios. Kaylin Nicasia waits on deck, top four. Mudcats on top, 5-1. Pleasure to have you join us on the Ballers Baseball Network. Dan Helody bringing you all the action. 2-2 from Murphy. A bit up and away. Count will run now full on Barrios. Barrios listed at 5'11", 19 years of age. These guys are getting younger and younger, and it's making me feel old. Born in 2004. 3-2 pitch from Murphy. This one is looped into left field. Backtracking as a shortstop. Gonzalez, though, makes the grab of the out. It is a soft P6 in a shallow left for Gregory Barrios. One down, and Kayla Nicasia, the right fielder, stands in. Nicasio with a strikeout in his first at-bat. He had that big-time double last night. As now Pat Leland's coming out to have a chat. It looks like Shane Murphy's night is going to come to a close at 69 pitches, 50 strikes. Pretty good strike to a ball ratio, but just allows a few too many over the plate as it's five runs on seven hits through a three and a third innings on the mound for the lefty, Shane Murphy. Looks like Zach Franklin, the righty, will enter out of the bullpen. We'll take a fast break and get you all the details when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Atrium Health Ballpark.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Well, Shane Murphy's night is done. 24-year-old Zach Franklin enters on the mound. 10th round pick in 2023 out of Marion, North Carolina, from just up the road here in Kannapolis. Time called, pitch clock violation called by Dylan Holsey, our home plate umpire, as it will start with a 1-0 count on a Kalen Nicasia. Zach Franklin, 6'1", 200-pound righty from Missouri. It was his last college he went to. Pitches outside, a 1-0 count becomes 2-0 on a Kalen Nicasia. Zach Franklin spent his final year of eligibility at Mizzou, but before that, he was a staple of the Western Carolina Catamounts lineup as a 2-0 is lifted into left center. That's going to drop and be a base hit. Extra bases and is in the center, played by the center fielder McCarthy into second, but it's not in time, and Kalen Nicasia has his second double in as many games. So one out and a runner on second, top of the order, and Dylan O'Ray steps in. O'Ray tonight is 0 for 2, number 21 prospect in the Brewers organization. He's had a bit of a decent start in the month of August. He's only played four games with the Mudcats. He's got five hits. Tonight, though, is 0 for 2. First pitch from the righty Franklin has been outside and low. A 1-0 count on Dylan O'Ray. Franklin has appeared once before in a Kannapolis uniform. He has pitched on a Sunday. Two runs on two hits in one inning of work with a strike with two strikeouts and a walk. 1-0 pitch from the righty. This one's in the dirt, blocked by the catcher Gonzalez. 1-0 becomes 2-0 on a Dylan O'Ray. O'Ray, another youngin, 19 years old, born on Valentine's Day 2004 from Sarnia, Ontario, Canada. Home of the Sarnia Sting, who grew one of the best hockey players in the world. 2-0 count, pitch delivered. This one is grounded foul. O'Ray now will have a 2-1 count. Dylan O'Ray, 19 years of old from Sarnia. Developed the Sarnia Sting, did Steven Stamkos. Longtime all-star for the Tampa Bay Lightning. Of course, Dan Lodi's favorite hockey team. 2-1 pitch delivered. Low and inside. Count will run 3-1 now on Dylan O'Ray. O'Ray chose baseball, though, and good thing he did. Third round pick in 2022. He was picked actually one spot below White Sox third rounder Jonathan Cannon last year, who is now ascending quickly in the system. 3-1 from Franklin is a bit outside for ball four, and two batters faced for Franklin and two runners on now, a double and a walk. So O'Ray is on second, and at second is Nicasia. So 2-1 and one out. Yadier Arenado digs in. Arenado, the third baseman tonight, a multi-hit game. He is the only Mudcat with a multi-hit game tonight. A stolen base and a run scored as well. A top 30 prospect in MLB Pipeline's rankings of the Brewers lineup. Pitch is in there, 0-1 your count on a Yadier Arenado. Had the big-time game-winning RBI double last night. Two singles and a stolen base today. Trying to put together another good at-bat, this time against a righty in Zach Franklin. Pitch delivered up and away. Snap throw into first, and it gets loose by Galani into shallow right. That's going to let the runners advance. Lead runner in Nicasi around third. It'll be a play at the plate, and Gonzalez can't get the tag in time. It'll be an errant throw that allows the runner. It'll be a two error on the throw, an E2 on the throw from Juan Gonzalez. So Ray scurries to second on the play, but Nicasi comes all the way around and scores on the E2. The throw from Gonzalez gets loose in the right. So now runner on second, a 1-1 count on Yadier Arenado. Make it now 6-1 Mudcats, 8-4 are your hits. As Kannapolis has just seen a few too many mistakes go against him. 1-1 from Franklin. This one's lined down the left field line. That'll get through and drop for a base hit. Rounding third and at home is O'Ray. To second will go Arenado. And it's the third hit of the night for Yadier Arenado. He's got an RBI double. And the Mudcats have made it now a 6-run lead. It is 7-1 with Franklin on the mound. One down. And due up is Luke Adams. Arenado 3-for-3 with a pair of singles and a double. Luke Adams will stand in. It is a double in his last at-bat. And Zach Franklin has definitely run into some trouble here. Every batter he's faced has reached base in some form. And he's allowed two runs to cross. Franklin sets it on the mound. Pitch delivered to Adams in the dirt, blocked by Gonzalez. Runner breaks for third. He'll snap throw to third. Tag apply, but it's not in time. It'll be a 1-0 count at the plate, and now a runner on third on what more than likely is a wild pitch. We'll see what our official score says up here in the broadcast booth. 1-0 your count on Zach Franklin's opponent in Luke Adams. Seven runs for the Mudcats tonight. They have scored in every run after the first inning. 1-0 pitch delivered by Franklin. This is a fastball up and away. A 2-0 count on Luke Adams. It is a wild pitch by Franklin, so Arenado gets the third on the errant delivery from the righty Franklin. ERA still is at 18. The pitch swung and a miss, 2-1 is now your count. It was 18 entering today. It is stagnant there as the error on the board for Kannapolis makes those unearned runs. Franklin sets first base side of the rubber. 2-1 is on the inside corner. Adams had to fly the hands out of the way, but it is a 2-2 count on Adams. We'll get you an out-of-town scoreboard look in the Carolina League. Bottom of the fourth inning. It's the top of the fourth, though, currently here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 2-2 pitch from Franklin. This one's popped up into right field. Drake Logan's going to have to move towards the line, and he will make the grab for the out. Tag it up, though, from third is the runner in Arenado. He's going to retreat back, though. He changed his mind about halfway through as a throw came in on a line from Drake Logan. He stays put at third. It's a flyout and a right for Luke Adams, so two outs, and Jesus Chirinos will stand in. Arenado kind of did what I do when I go out for an ice cream treat. I'm kind of driving there, and about halfway I go, never mind, I don't need it. Goes back to third, two outs, and Chirinos will stand in. 1-for-2 on the night, a big home run in that third inning. And when the Mudcats put up three runs in the frame, Franklin's first pitch. This one is a bit outside, a 1-0 count on the first baseman, Chirinos. Four hits for Kannapolis tonight, 9 for Carolina. They've definitely gotten off to a little better start at the plate. 1-0 pitch from Franklin. A fastball right down Broadway at 93 miles an hour. It's even at 1-1. Shane Murphy's final line. Two homers allowed. That's the big pain for the lefty from Chandler, Arizona. 3 1/3, 5 runs on 7 hits as Chirino slips the 1-1 into center. A can of corn for Ryan McCarthy. Has in his eyes, has in his hands. For out number 3, a flyout into center for Chirino. He is now 1-4-3. To the bottom of the fourth we go. Out of town scoreboard coming up as the Ballers still have some work to do. They trail 7-1. Now to the Carolina Mudcats. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Kannapolis.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Ryan Galaney, Juan Gonzalez, Ryan McCarthy, due up bottom of the fourth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's a pleasure to have you join us here as Dan Helody bringing you all the action live from high atop the field at Atrium Health Ballpark. Galaney stands in. First at bat, one for one. He picked up his third hit as a Kannapolis Cannonballer just joining the roster in last week as his pitch is swung and missed. 0-1 is your count on Galaney. 0-1 count, nobody out. There is an arm warming down the line and left for Carolina. As Herrera's back, though, on the mound for his fourth inning of work. 0-1, grounded up the middle. Going to be a tough play for Barrios, but he's got the range to his left. Fields and fires to first in time for the out. It is a 6-3 ground out of Ryan Galaney as Ms. Casey Betty makes her first appearance of the night. She will grab the bat and retrieve our GM, Matt Millward, down there to hang out and help Ms. Casey. It'll be one out now, and two up is Juan Gonzalez. Gonzalez 0-for-1. A ground out to the shortstop in Barrios, who has been making some tough plays over there all night. At the shortstop position for the Mudcats. First pitch delivered. This one is low and outside. A 1-0 count on the catcher in Juan Gonzalez. Gonzalez has reached base three games in a row, trying to make it four tonight. Against the Mudcats, 1-0 pitch from the righty. This one is looped in the center. That's going to drop for a base hit, and it's the old good broadcaster's curse. Juan Gonzalez is on with his first hit tonight. A one-out single in the center. Due up now is Ryan McCarthy, center fielder. McCarthy will stand in, one on and one out, bottom four. Ballers still trailing 7-1 to the Carolina Mudcats as Juanjer Herrera stands in for another inning of work. Pitch delivered to McCarthy, low and inside. It's a 1-0 count on McCarthy, the center fielder. Former Citadel outfielder, former Citadel wide receiver, a two-sport athlete in a college down in Charleston at the Citadel. Beautiful school, beautiful campus. 1-0 pitch delivered. This one is waved out and missed, 1-1 on Ryan McCarthy. About 2 weeks ago when we went down there to Charleston, we mean the Kannapolis Cannonballers. McCarthy had a lot of family in town, and he gave everybody all the food recommendations. 1-1 pitch delivered. This one is a bit outside. Count is now 2-1 on the center fielder, Ryan McCarthy. Drake Logan, right fielder, awaiting on deck, bottom four. Ballers trail 7-1 to the Carolina Mudcats. Pitch delivered. McCarthy loops this one into center. Well hit. That'll drop in front of Nicasia for a base hit. Running second and stopping there is Gonzalez, though. Took a hard turn at second. So now 2-1 for Kannapolis. One out. And two up is the nine-hole batter, Drake Logan. So back-to-back singles for Kannapolis against Juanjer Herrera, who's definitely led by a few hits tonight. Six total in 3 1/3. He's allowed just the one run, though, back in the second. So Logan will stand in, pitch delivered. This one's hacked and a missed. It's 0-1 on a Drake Logan. Juan Gonzalez with a RBI earlier tonight. The RBI ground out. 0-1 pitch delivered. Swing and a miss. 0-2 on a Drake Logan. 0-2 count. One down. Bottom four. Mudcats on top 7-1. And arm warming down the line in left for the Carolina Mudcats. Juan Gonzalez, 1-for-2 with an RBI tonight. He is at second. At first is McCarthy. 0-2 to Logan. This one's low and outside. 1-2. On the right fielder, Drake Logan. He was hit by a pitch in his first at-bat. Was Drake Logan. As you look at what he's done this season, he's actually tied for third in the league with 140 strikeouts. 1-2. This one's low and outside. Count evens now at 2-2. Drake Logan's game has really been playing in the field. Tied for third at 140 strikeouts. He does have spurts of offense here and there, but consistently has always been a helpful fielder out in right for Pat Leland and the Ballers. 2-2. Tapped fair ball down the third base side. Going to be a tough play. Barehanded at third by Arnamo. Throw to first. Not in time. A nice play. Drake Logan is in there with an infield single. Little swinging bunt up the third base line. And Arnamo couldn't make the tough play. So it'll be a bases chuck for the Ballers with one out. And due up is the top of the order, Mario Camaletti. As Miss Casey Benny, what are you doing? She'll finally go grab the bat. She gets a little distracted sometimes. Back-to-back-to-back singles for the Kannapolis Cannonballers now against Juanjer Herrera. And Mario Camaletti, the on-base machine, will stand in. A single and a walk tonight. Leads all batters in the Carolina League in on-base percentage. He loops this one foul down the left field line. 0-1 on Mario Camaletti. He leads all qualified hitters in the Carolina League in on-base percentage, does Camaletti, at .427. Actually, funny enough, second place in the stat is Luke Adams, the DH for Carolina. 0-1 pitch. Camaletti weakly taps this one back towards the mound. Going to be another tough play in the infield. Shortstop Barrios can't make the play. He's in safely. An RBI base knock on the infield for Mario Camaletti. A single, a single, a single, and a single. Call it a 4-by-4 for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It's an RBI base knock for Mario Camaletti. A multi-hit game. Scoring is Gonzalez. McCarthy to third. Drake Logan to second. And Mario Camaletti in safely at first base. A multi-hit game for Super Mario. And now it is bases chuck full with one down for the first round pick in Jacob Gonzalez. Gonzalez, first round pick in 2023, 15th overall out of Ole Miss. He's got a big spot here. Pitch delivered by Herrera. This one spun in for a strike. 0-1 on Jacob Gonzalez. McCarthy's at third. He's got some speed about him. Drake Logan at second definitely has some speed. Camaletti, not a huge speed threat, but he can run if needed. 0-1 waved out and missed on a breaking ball. It's 0-2 on a Jacob Gonzalez. Calvin Harris, DH, awaits on deck. Bottom four, 7-2 is your score. Carolina leads big, but Kannapolis with a big spot here. 0-2, Herrera's pitch. In the dirt and gets by the catcher, Cibrian. That'll score another run. McCarthy will score. To third goes Logan, and Camaletti will trot his way to second. It's a wild pitch from Herrera. McCarthy scores and make it 7-3 now in favor of Carolina. 2-1 and one out still for Gonzalez with a 1-2 count. So the wild pitch from Herrera allows another run to cross. Everything seems to be going well here in this bottom of the fourth so far. For Kannapolis, Ryan Galaney led off with a ground out, but since then four singles and a wild pitch have yielded a pair of runs for the home team. 1-2 pitch from Herrera. Gonzalez weakly taps to first. Another run will cross as Chirinos will take it to first, and that's the only out he'll have. And scoring is Logan. Camaletti to third. An RBI ground out for Jacob Gonzalez. A 3-U put out. Two outs now, and a due up is Calvin Harris. So an RBI ground out for Jacob Gonzalez. Scores another run. Drake Logan is in. Camaletti is at third. So three runs on the board for the Ballers. And Calvin Harris stands in with another opportunity to add at least one more. Herrera stands in. Glove at the belly button. First pitch delivered. This one is a bit outside. A 1-0 count on the DH, Calvin Harris. Harris tonight, 0-for-2, a pair of groundouts. Both of the second baseman in Dylan O'Ray, 1-0 pitch. Low but called a strike, 1-1 on Calvin Harris, the DH. 279 on the year. 1-1 count with two outs. Bottom of the fourth. 7-4, Mudcats lead. Herrera's 1-1. Just a bit low. Scooped out by Cibrian in the dirt. It is 2-1. Two outs, bottom four. Mudcats lead by three. There is an arm warming for Carolina down the left field side. But Herrera on the mound for the time being at 72 pitches. 2-1 on the way. Inside again, now 3-1, and the plot thickens. Now for Calvin Harris, a favorable hitter's count at 3-1. Harris at 6', 215-pound, 21-year-old, a fourth-round pick in 2023. Out of Ole Miss, a native of Peosta, Iowa. 3-1 count, Herrera's pitch on the way. Tapped foul down the first baseline, and you see everyone in the baller's dugout down the first base side. It looks like when you are playing Wii Bowling and you let the button go, everyone goes crazy. It's kind of what happened down that first baseline. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go look it up on YouTube. 3-2 count, two outs, bottom four. 7-4, Mudcats lead. Pleasure to have you join us as Herrera's pitch delivered. Harris takes for ball four, and the inning is going to continue here in this bottom of the fourth. Harris takes a free pass. It's another walk on the board for Juan Herrera, and due up is Jordan Sprinkle, and that's going to send Victor Estevez out to the mound, and Juan Herrera's night has come to a close. 75 pitches on the night for Herrera. He just has a bit too much trouble in this bottom of the fourth inning in what's now become an offensive shootout of a game. Runners on the corners, two out. Jordan Sprinkle will stand in. New arm on the way when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Well, Jordan Sprinkle's going to stand in. Runners on the corners. Two outs. A huge spot for Kannapolis with a new arm on the mound. It's Jason Pena. 6', 194-pound righty delivers his first pitch in there on a called strike to Jordan Sprinkle. 0-1 is your count. Pena, born September 14th of 2002 in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. International free agent signing in 2020 by the Milwaukee Brewers. 0-1 is a bit low and outside. 1-1 on the third baseman, Jordan Sprinkle. Jason Pena enters tonight 5-2 with a 6.26 ERA. He has one save on the year. This is his 33rd appearance of the 2023 season. Sprinkle fouls off the 1-1, keeping now with a 1-2. On the rainmaker, Jordan Sprinkle. 41 2/3 innings pitched, 44 strikeouts, 31 walks. For the former UC Santa Barbara Gaucho, who has been on a tear since his return to the lineup last earlier this week. 1-2. In their outside corner, ring him up. Gannon looking called. Strike three. Jordan Sprinkle will have a seed with a third out now of this bottom of the fourth inning. We're only through four innings of baseball, but Ballers and Mudcats battling. Three runs on the board for Kannapolis. It sends us into the top of the fifth. It is 7-4. Carolina on top. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Top of the fifth inning we go. Jose Cibrian, Tayden Hall, and Jace Avina due up. Top of the fifth inning. Ballers trail 7-4 to the Carolina Mudcats. A big opportunity in that fourth inning for Kannapolis, and they capitalize for three runs. They still trail by three, but they'll look for some steadiness out of the bullpen. Zach Franklin's first pitch delivered to Cibrian in there for a called strike. It is 0-1 on a Cibrian. The catcher, Tayden Hall, Jace Avina to follow. Top five. Franklin's 0-1 pitch delivered in the third, block by the catcher in Gonzalez. Count is now even at 1-1. Cibrian, the catcher, is digging in for the third time tonight. A flyout and a strikeout on the board for Cibrian, the catcher. 1-1 count, nobody out. Approaching 8:30 now. 1-1 pitch delivered. This one gets by the catcher Gonzalez. It is 2-1. On a Cibrian. As promised, in the bottom of the fourth, it was just a little too wild of an inning. Top five here in Kannapolis. Out-of-town scoreboard look, though. Top five in Fredericksburg. The Fred Nats lead 4-3 over the Augusta Green Jackets. Bottom seven, Charleston on top 3-2 over Down East. Bottom five, Delmarva hosting Salem, and they're losing a 3-2 to the Red Sox as 2-1 fouled off down the line. It's 2-2. Bottom of the fifth, Columbia on top 4-0 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. And then top four, Lynchburg on top over Fayetteville in what is a one-sided affair, 12-0. Lynchburg on top of Fayetteville in that ball game over at Segra Stadium in the area of Fayetteville, North Carolina. 2-2 from Franklin, a bit outside. The count is now full on the catcher in Jose Cibrian. Tayden Hall waiting on deck. The left fielder, he stands in, Franklin sets, pitch deliver. This one's weakly grounded to first. Galaney with a routine play covering at first, and never mind. Galaney will take it to the bag himself for the out. Hustles over and makes the play, does Galaney. It's a 3-2 put out of Cibrian at out first for the first out. And due up now is Tayden Hall, the left fielder. Hall stands in, the left fielder. Coming looking in for the signs is Franklin here in this top of the fifth. Franklin sets, pitch delivered. Hall takes all the way in there for a called strike. It is 0-1 on Tayden Hall. Hall, a native of St. Petersburg, Florida. A ninth round pick in 2022 by the Brewers. This one's low and in the dirt, blocked by Gonzalez. 1-1 is your count. Tayden Hall, a native of Florida, State College of Florida, State College of Florida, Manatee, Sarasota. down in the South Florida area, in the area of Tampa. 1-1 pitch. Low and inside, 2-1 on Taden Hall. St. Petersburg, Florida, home of the Tampa Bay Rays. They are called Tampa Bay for a reason. It resembles the entire Bay Area. They're in St. Petersburg, which is out in Pinellas County. 2-1. Inside corner, Franklin with a nice pitch, even at 2-2 on the left fielder, Taden Hall. Jay Savina, right fielder, awaits on deck. Top five, Mudcats lead 7-4. Franklin on the mound, sends with the glove at the waist. 2-2 pitch. Swinging a high drive foul down the left field line. Count stays put at 2-2. Two-two count on Taden Hall. Jay Savina, right fielder, is awaiting on deck. He had a two-run blast back in the second inning. Franklin sets. Much cleaner outing so far tonight than his first. 2-2 pitch delivered. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Zach Franklin has his first strikeout of the night. And Taden Hall is down. Swing and a miss. And Jace Avina will stand in with nobody on base. And now two down. Zach Franklin with his first strikeout of the night. Taden Hall goes chasing upstairs. So Jace Avina will dig in with the two outs and nobody on base. Pitch on the way from Franklin. Fouled off. It is 0-1. On a Jace Avina. Jace Avina from Reno, Nevada. A pretty high thought of prospect in the Brewers organization. This one's fouled off on the 0-1, now 0-2 on Avina. A very quick bat speed guy. Again, a 14th round pick in 2021. And before he signed with the Brewers after being drafted, he turned down a scholarship to go to the University of Nevada. 0-2 is in the third block. It's a 1-2 count. Pretty low-aged Carolina League player. Still a youngin'. Avina at 20 years old. Born in 2003. Franklin sets. 1-2 count with two outs. A little deep breath and pitch delivered. Just a bit outside. It is a 2-2 count now on Avina, the right fielder. Two-two count with two outs. Top of the fifth inning, pitch delivered. Swung on, lifted high, and foul. It'll end up as a souvenir out on the cannonball their way. 2-2 remains your count on Avina, the right fielder. Gregory Barrios, shortstop, awaits on deck. Avina in his last 10 games before tonight, 8-for-32, batting exactly .250. 2-2. Swung on, lifted into left field. That's hit well, and laying out for it is Lanzilli, but it's caught on a bounce, and that will be at least a single. Sliding into second, Avina gets in there safely. He will call time, and he gets a base hit and more. Sliding into second is Jace Avina. He gets a double out of it, as Lanzilli thought he made the grab, but it did end up being a trap. Out in left field, Lanzilli caught it on a hop. So two outs now, and a runner on second for Gregory Barrios. Lanzilli thought he had the grab instead. Two outs and a runner on for Barrios, the shortstop, who is 1-for-2 tonight. 10th of the night for Carolina. Two outs, Franklin sets, pitch delivered. Breaking ball in there for a called strike, 0-1. On a Gregory Barrios. So 0-1 your count. Avina at second with a good lead. 0-1 count. Pitch delivered. Swung on weakly, tap towards third base. Franklin will field, and he's not going to have a play. It'll be an infield single for Gregory Barrios. Third baseman Sprinkle probably could have charged in and made the play instead. It's an infield base knock again for Barrios. A multi-hit game now for the Mudcats shortstop. Avina at third. Runners on the corners and two out for Kaylin Nicasia. So Nicasia digs in. 2-1 and 2 out. As the tall lefty and Anderson Comas getting loose down the line in right for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Top of the fifth inning, Kaylin Nicasia at the plate for at-bat number 3 of the day. First pitch up and inside from Franklin. It's a 1-0 count. Franklin approaching 40 pitches now. Next pitch will be number 40. Avina's at third. He had his 15th double of the year. To left field just a few moments ago, and then a single in the infield for Barrios. 1-0 pitch to Nicasia, fouled off. It is 1-1. Top of the order, and Dylan O'Ray awaiting on deck. Top of the fifth inning, Mudcats lead 7-4. Franklin trying to avoid allowing another run to cross. The Mudcats have put up runs in four innings in a row. 1-1 count, Nicasia at the plate with an open stance. Franklin sets, 1-1. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball low. It's 1-2. Again, Anderson Comas is awaiting in the infield. 1-2 count. Two outs. Top five. Top of the order, O'Ray awaiting on deck. Franklin sets, first base side of the rubber. Glove at the waist. He comes in, deep breath, 1-2. This one is inside of the plate. No throw in a second on the runner going. It'll be a stolen base for Gregory Barrios. He is in there safely. So now two in scoring position. Franklin thought he had a fastball. Instead, it's a 2-2 count on a Kalen Nicasia. Franklin, deep breath. Pitch delivered inside. Count will run full on a Nicasia center fielder. At third, awaiting still is Avina. At second is Barrios, both reaching with base hits. 11 total on the board for Carolina. 3-2 pitch delivered. Inside for ball four, and the bases are now loaded with two outs. And that'll send top of the order Dylan O'Ray to the plate. So a walk by Franklin after a double and a single. And Franklin looks like is going to see his day come to a close. Pat Leland coming out, and it's a new arm on the way for Kannapolis. Looks like Anderson Comas will take over. The 6'7" southpaw will enter out of the bullpen. Quick break, we'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Kannapolis. It is still 7-4 Mudcats. Dylan O'Ray will stand at the plate against the new arm of the mound, the lefty Anderson Comas, 6'7", 220-pound, 23-year-old, a free agent signee in 2016 by the Chicago White Sox, takes over on the mound against Dylan O'Ray. First pitch is outside, a 1-0 count. Now on the second baseman in Dylan O'Ray. Anderson Comas, third arm used tonight by Kannapolis. Zach Franklin goes a little bit of time on the mound, but Comas enters in a big spot here. Bases loaded, two out, 1-0 pitch to O'Ray. Has been low and outside. Count is now 2-0. Anderson Comas, 6'7", lefty. 0-0 with a 0 ERA. He has not pitched since the 1st of August against the Charleston River Dogs. As Comas, 2-0 pitch. This one is fouled off. It is a 2-1 count on Dylan O'Ray. This is just his 5th appearance on the mound for the Ballers, and the 2nd appearance for him at home for Anderson Comas. Looks in for the signs. A converted outfielder in 45 at-bats with Kannapolis in 2021. He had just 2 hits. 2-1 pitch. This one's tapped up the middle. Tough play for Camilletti. He gets there in and out of the glove. He sets in. He has no throw. And everyone's going to move up a base and be safe. Mudcats will now move it to an 8-4 advantage as Camilletti had a bit of a tough play with it up the middle at second. So everybody moves up a base and is safe. O'Ray is on with a single. Scoring is Avina. To third goes Barrios, and to second goes Nicasia with a single. So another run across. It's the 4th run in a row. The fourth inning in a row, I should say, that the Mudcats have put a run on the board. So bases still loaded. 2 outs for Yadier Arenado. They're going to go base hit for O'Ray, so a singles. Pitch is swung and missed, 0-1. As no time called, and it is a balk called by Shane Sullivan. So everybody moves up a base on the balk. Barrios to score. Nicasia to third. To second goes O'Ray on the balk. So another run crosses, and it's now 9-4. Mudcats lead with 2 outs in this top of the 5th. Arenado steps in against the lefty, Comas. He'll come set, deep breath. Pitch delivered. Swung on, lifted high, and foul down the right field side. Count will run to 0-1. Anderson Comas, again, a converted outfielder. On the season entering today, 6 1/3 innings pitched, 5 strikeouts, and 2 walks. Last time out on the first, this one gets by on the 0-1, and it'll be a wild pitch, scoring another run. And it will be a 1-1 count on Arenado. Everybody moves up a base again. O'Ray now to third. And Nicasia will reach home and score. 10-4 now. Mudcats have put up another 3 spot in this top of the 5th. And what has been so far kind of a frustrating game. Top 5. We're not even 2 hours into this game. And the Mudcats are on top 7-4. And they've put it up now to 10-4. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled off by Arenado. 1-1 becomes 1-2. One-two count, 2 outs. Arenado with 3 hit night, 2 singles and a double. He's had a big night of the play with 1 RBI. 1-2. Lifted high and foul. Count will now run to another one for at 1-2. For Arenado, third batter in the lineup, Luke Adams awaits on deck. Mudcats jumped ahead 10-4. 1-2 count, pitch delivered. Swung and a miss to the plate. He struck him out. Anderson Comas has a strikeout on his night now, as that will conclude the top of the 5th. But inning is complete. The Mudcats put up 3 more here. Arenado with the strikeout, and it is the 3rd out of the top of the 5th inning. 10-4, Mudcats on top. Jason Payne returns to the mound when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Chris Lanzilli leads it off, bottom of the fifth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It is Lanzilli, Galani, and Gonzalez. Pitch delivered. This one's given a ride high and deep right field. Hit well. Avina backtracking. Warning track. Leaps. Can't make the grab. It's over his head and hits off the wall. Lanzilli on his horse headed around second. He's going to stop there. Flip back into second. Lanzilli diving back in. He's out. Oh, Lanzilli, a too hard a turn at second. He dives back into second, and he is called out. So he gets credit for the double, but he's then put out at the second base bag, and everything is just falling apart for the Kannapolis Cannonballers tonight. One out. Ryan Galani's going to stand in. It's a double, and then the put out. So Lanzilli gets credit for the base hit. He is, does have a multi-hit game. But now nobody on base for Ryan Galani. Pena's pitch delivered. Galani swings and lifts it high and foul. And that one in off the light pole, too. We've had it happen now twice in one night after it had not happened at all once all year. Finally, it happens twice in one night. It is a 9-6-4 putout of Chris Lanzilli for the first out. Galani 1-for-2. 1-1 count with one down, 10-4. Mudcats are on top. Pena sets, pitch delivered. Swung on and missed. It is now 1-2 on the first baseman, Ryan Galani. Galani, the first baseman on the night, 1-for-2. He's now reached base in two games in a row. 1-2 count with one down. Galani digs in with the bent at the knees. Pena's 1-2 pitch. This one is fouled off. That ends up over near the baller's dugout. 1-2 still your count on Ryan Galani. Galani's raved the average up to 130 now. He's got a 2 RBI on his year so far with Kannapolis. 1-2 fouled off again, staying alive. Reminds me of that one office scene when they're doing CPR training. First, I was afraid. No. The chorus. 1-2, your count on Galani, the first baseman. Gonzalez is awaiting on deck. 1-2 pitch from Pena. This one's foul tipped off the bat of Galani. Keep it at 1-2. 1-2 count with one down, bottom five. Kannapolis has been blessed. You've had myself and then my predecessor, Trevor Wild, who's now our in-game host and ambassador, and we're both fans of the office. 1-2 lifted into right. Jace Avina under it will drift a little bit backwards and makes the grab of the out. A fly out into right for Ryan Galani. Two bounce now, and Juan Gonzalez, catcher, will stand in. So Juan Gonzalez will stand in for his third at-bat of the night. 1-for-2 with a single. His fourth game in a row, he's reached base. So El Toro Bravo has been very useful for Kannapolis in getting on base. Pitch delivered. This one's low and outside. A 1-0 count on Juan Gonzalez. Pitch delivered by Pena. In the dirt and low, blocked by the catcher, Cibrian. 2-0 your count on El Toro Bravo. Ryan McCarthy awaits on deck. Bottom of the fifth. 2-0 count, two outs. Pena on the mound, 14 pitches, 10 strikes. He has been efficient so far tonight. 2-0 on the way. This one's in there on a called strike. 2-0 becomes 2-1. On to Juan Gonzalez. Former farmhand of the Toronto Blue Jays is Juan Gonzalez from La Guaira, Venezuela. But he does have family in Miami. Went to Miami-Dade Community College. 2-1 is hacked and a miss. 2-2 is your count. Juan Gonzalez calls Miami home. 2-2 count with two outs. Gonzalez digging in at the plate. Bottom of the fifth, on deck again is Ryan McCarthy. 2-2 count, two outs. Pitch delivered by Pena. Inside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Juan Gonzalez not a fan of the call at all. Instead, it's a 1-2-3 inning unconventionally for Jason Pena. He gives up a double from Lanzilli, but then play in the field makes it an unconventional 1-2-3 inning. To the sixth inning we go. Ballers trail 10-4. We'll be right back after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Luke Adams, Jesus Chirinos, and Jose Cibrian do up top of the sixth inning. Adams digs in against Anderson Comas. Pitch delivered is up and away. A 1-0 count now on Luke Adams, the DH for the Mudcats. 1-0 count, nobody out, top six. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark, it's 10-4, Mudcats on top. Pitch delivered by Comas. This one is on the inside corner. It is 1-1 now on Luke Adams, the DH. Jesus Chirinos, first baseman, waits on deck. Adams is 1-for-3 with a double tonight in the third inning. 1-1 count. Comas, deep breath, pitch delivered on the 1-1. Is on the inside, bird of the plate. Nope. It is 2-1 on Luke Adams. Jesus Chirinos, first baseman, is awaiting on deck. 2-1 pitch. Outside corner for a called strike. 2-2 on Luke Adams, the DH. Mudcats lead 10-4, out hitting Kannapolis. A total of 12-9. Comas on the mound, second inning of work. Pitch delivered on the 2-2. This one is fouled off. Count is a 2-2 on Luke Adams. Two-two count, nobody out. Comas looks in for the signs. Luke Adams at the plate, 1-for-3 with a double. Sets and 2-2 in the dirt and low. Blocked by Gonzalez. Count is full. Three-two count with nobody out. Comas' pitch delivered. Weakly tap back towards the third base side. Comas will pick it up in field, but it'll be an infield single, and Comas fields of all that Sprinkle probably could have got to. Instead, it's an infield single for Luke Adams, a multi-hit game now, and Jesus Chirinos will stand in. Chirinos will stand in a two-run blast in the third inning. Excuse me, a three-run blast. Nope, two-run. Can't keep up with my score sheet. First pitch in there, spun in for a called strike. It is 0-1 on Jesus Chirinos, first baseman. Chirinos had his third homer of the year back in the third inning. Comas is 0-1 on the way. Up and inside, a 1-1 count on Jesus Chirinos. Anderson Comas in his fifth game with Kannapolis. Doing better against righty pitching than lefties. 1-1 on the way, pitch delivered. This one is tapped foul. Count is 1-2 on Jesus Chirinos. One-two count, nobody out. Cibrian awaits on deck. At first is Adams with an infield single. Ballers trailing at 10-4 to the Mudcats. Pitch delivered up and away. 1-2 becomes a 2-2. Two-two, your even count, nobody out. We're approaching 2 hours of game time in the top of the sixth inning in what's been kind of a snail's pace game. 2-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Anderson Comas has a strikeout on the book. Make it now another punch out for the lefty. Two now on his evening. Now one down and two up is Jose Cibrian. First pitch to Cibrian has been outside. A 1-0 count on the catcher for Carolina in Jose Cibrian. 0-3. He is the only Mudcat to have not reached base tonight. A fly out, a strikeout, and a ground out. 1-0 from Comas is on the inside corner. Now 1-1 on Cibrian. So far, so good for Comas through two-thirds of an inning. 22 pitches and 13 strikes for the lefty. 1-1 count, pitch delivered. Up and away, now 2-1 on the catcher, Cibrian. In the month of August, Jose Cibrian has been on fire. 3-14, 11 hits, including a home run and a 7 RBI. 2-1 pitch delivered. Swung on and fouled off into the dugout for Kannapolis. It'll be a 2-2 count on Jose Cibrian, the catcher. Taden Hall awaits on deck. One out, top six. We are now at 9 o'clock on the East Coast. Comas exclusively from the stretch. 2-2 on the way. Swing and a miss of the plate. He struck him out. Three punch outs on the night for Anderson Comas. It's a new career high. Ball gets loose. Advancing to second is Luke Adams on the errant throw back to the plate. Ball got loose from Gonzalez, and moving up to second is Adams, as Cibrian is a strikeout victim. So two outs now. Adams to second, and Taden Hall will stand in. And it is a E2, according to our official score. So that moved Adams to second. Comas is a pitch delivered from the lefty. This one is lifted high and foul. It'll be a 0-1 count on Taden Hall. So that's sixth inning E2 from Juan Gonzalez on the throw. Allows the runner to make second, 0-1. In there for a called strike. It is 0-2 on Taden Hall, the lefty. Bit of a weird play there. Got the runner to second, 0-2. This one's popped over my head, heads up. 0-2 your count, two outs, top six. Ballers trailing 10-4. Comas is one strike away from a shutout inning. It would only be the second one tonight for Cannonballers pitchers. Shane Murphy got one in the top of the first. 0-2 from Comas. Swung on, lifted into right field. Should be playable for Drake Logan. It will not be. He drops in front of him. Adams around and ahead home. Throw comes into the plate. He is out at the plate. Nice throw in, and Gonzalez timed it perfectly. And out at home is Luke Adams, who's talking out of the home plate umpire, saying, I never had a chance to get to the plate. He's just discussing it there. So it'll be out number three. Hall gets credit for the base hit, but out at home is a 9-2 put out is Luke Adams for three outs. So now, due up for Kannapolis, we come back. McCarthy, Logan, and McCamiletti on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Ryan McCarthy, Drake Logan, Mario Camilletti due up. Jason Pena back on the mound for another inning of action against Brian McCarthy and the Ballers. First pitch in there on a called strike on the inside corner. It is 0-1 on Ryan McCarthy. McCarthy tonight, 1-for-2, a single in the fourth inning. It's first time facing Jason Pena out of the bullpen. He's in an inning and a third from the righty as this one gets by the arm of McCarthy. It is a 1-1 count as Pena flew that one just a little bit too inside. To McCarthy. This is the first time for Pena to face the arm of Jason Pena against Herrera. He was 1-for-2. As Herrera's final line tonight. 4 runs on 8 hits in 3 2/3 innings pitch. The Mudcats have only used 2 arms on tonight. 1-1 count, pitch delivered by Pena. This one's a breaking ball up and away. Now 2-1 on McCarthy. Drake Logan awaits on deck. Looks like Ethan Hammerberg getting loose down the line in right for Kannapolis, the former Ohio State Buckeye. 1-2-1 is lifted high and foul. Count is even at 2-2 on Ryan McCarthy. Single in the fourth. He also scored in a wild pitch. Did McCarthy and the Ballers biggest down inning of offense in the fourth inning. 3 runs, 2-2. This one's lifted down the line in left, hooking, foul. Count is still 2-2. Two count, nobody out. McCarthy stands in, Pena sets. 2-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball low, and McCarthy strikes out for the second time tonight. Jason Pena has his third punch out of the night. One out, and now due up is Drake Logan, the right fielder. Drake Logan has reached base twice tonight with a single and a hit-by-pitch. He'll stand in now against Jason Pena for the first time. Pena at an inning and 2/3. So far, so good. Pitch delivered. Just a bit low and outside. Did not go around on a check swing. It is 1-0. Drake Logan has reached base 4 games in a row now for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Pena's 1-0 on the way. Low and outside. 1-0 becomes a 2-0 on Drake Logan. Oh, Second baseman Mario Camilletti awaits on deck. Bottom of the sixth, 2-0 pitch. This one's lifted high and foul. Count will be now 2-1 on Drake Logan. Raising the average slowly but surely. Don't call me Shirley. At 197. Just a few ticks under the Mendoza line of 200. 2-1 count. Pena sets. Pitch delivered. Upstairs, 3-1. Pena at 27 total pitches. And he is at 18 strikes. 3-1 count. Pena's pitch on the way. Upstairs and inside for all four. Drake Logan has reached base for the third different time tonight with a one-out free pass. Mario Camilletti, second baseman, will stand in with one on and one out. One out, Camilletti's pitch delivered. This is a breaking ball, a bit outside. A 1-0 count now on Mario. Mario's reached base three different times tonight. A multi-hit game with two singles, and he also has walked once. This is his first time against Pena. 1-0 delivered. Low and inside, 2-0. Drake Logan just the second batter to get on base against Jason Pena. And what's been kind of a quiet ball game for a few of select batters as Pena has done well tonight out of the bullpen. 2-0 is inside and low. 3-0 now your count. Top of the seventh, the ballers assuming we will have a new arm and Ethan Hammerberg take over. 3-0 count to Camilletti. Pitch delivered from the righty. Pena is right down Broadway. 3-1. Camilletti thought he had ball four and sent it strike one. There is a righty getting loose down the line and left for Carolina. 3-1 pitch. This one's by the catcher for ball four. Drake Logan will head to second, and it's another walk of Mario Camilletti. Make it 81 on the year for Camilletti. He reaches for the second time tonight with a free pass. He's on base in all four of his plate appearances now. So 2-1 and one down for Jacob Gonzalez. Jacob Gonzalez will stand in, but not before Michael O'Neill's mound visit is adjourned. He is facing off against Jason Pena. It is Gonzalez. So Michael O'Neill will retreat back to the dugout. 2-1 and one out. Gonzalez tonight is 1-for-3, but he does have an RBI to his name. An RBI ground out last time up in that fourth inning. Shortstop digs in against Pena. One out, 2-1. A big spot for the ballers. Pitch delivered from the righty. This one spun in for a strike. It's 0-1. Gonzalez still trying to find his piece at the plate. Batting 235. And it's been kind of a pedestrian season so far here in Kannapolis. 0-1 is low and inside, 1-1 on a Jacob Gonzalez. Don't have to do too much here in these last few games if you're Gonzalez for Kannapolis. Just need to stay healthy and put together steady days of work. As the first round pick by the White Sox, 1-1, up and away, 2-1. A fake of a snap throw to second, instead it's 2-1. And it'll be just a pitch on the way. 2-1 count, one down. Calvin Harris awaits on deck, the DH. Pinch delivered. Swinging a foul tip by Gonzalez. Count is now even at 2-2. 2-2 count, one out. Bottom six, ballers trailing 10-4. 2-1 and one down. Thirsty Thursday at the ballpark. Fans sticking around enjoying the drink specials. All night, half off canned beer. So not a bad deal. 2-2. This one's poked through in the left for a base hit. Rounding third and home with some speed is Drake Logan. And another RBI for Jacob Gonzalez. He's now got a multi-hit game. It's a RBI base knock for the shortstop Gonzalez. Scoring is Logan. And at second is Camilletti. So two on and one out still. And Calvin Harris will stand in. Jacob Gonzalez producing a multi-hit game. On for the second time tonight. Another RBI base knock. He's got two on the evening, up to 250 now on the average. As Calvin Harris will stand in, one out and two on. Pena's pitch to Harris is in there on the inside corner, a called strike 0-1. Harris, the final batter to have not faced Jason Pena yet tonight. Pena had an inning in two-thirds, three strikeouts. Pitch delivered on the 0-1. This one's low and outside, 2-1. Excuse me, 1-1 on a Calvin Harris. Harris has been a dependable bat in the lineup. And a home run last Friday for his first professional home run. 1-1 on the way. Low in the dirt, blocked by Cibrian. It's 2-1. That homer, an opposite field two-run blast that gave Kannapolis a walk-off 8-7 victory over the Down East Wood Ducks. Two-one count, one out. Pitch delivered by Pena. Low for ball three. Now 3-1. The plot thickens like a good Southern-style sausage gravy. 3-1 on Calvin Harris. Jordan Sprinkle awaits on deck. Bottom of the sixth. It's 10-5. Your score. As Harris will poke this 3-1 through in a center for a base hit. That'll drop, and it's a station-to-station base knock. Holding up at third is Camilletti, and a second goes Gonzalez. So Calvin Harris has a single, and the wheels keep on turning for the Ballers offense. So now Victor Estevez will come out, and it looks like Jason Pena's night is going to come to a close. A new arm on the way for the Mudcats, as he's seen enough, has Estevez. A total of 25 hits between these two sides tonight. It's been an offensive outburst for both sides, as it's 10-5, Mudcats on top. We'll take a quick break and be right back. New arm on the way on the Ballers at Baseball Network and Dally Live. Bases are loaded again with one out. Bottom of the sixth inning here in Kannapolis. Jordan Sprinkle digs in a big spot for the Ballers. Bases loaded, one out against a new arm in Tyler Worley. The former Tiffin righty on the mound takes over is the 23-year-old righty. 6'3", 220 pounds. His first pitch in there for a called strike. It is 0-1 on a Jordan Sprinkle. Tyler Worley, 6'3", 220 from Findlay, Ohio. An undrafted free agent signee in a 2022 by the Milwaukee Brewers. A 1 count pitch delivered by Worley. This one is a bit inside. A 1 count moves to 1-1. Tyler Worley, a Lakota High School product in Ohio. A Tiffin product as well. He is a second all-time with 23 wins at Tiffin up in Ohio. 1-1 count, one out, pitch delivered. A check swing. That ball's fair down the first base side. That's going to be a fair ball, and it is going to be an out recorded. So Sprinkle is tagged out, but everyone else moves up a base, including a run scored. Camilletti scores. Gonzalez to third. Calvin Harris to second, and it's two outs now, and Sprinkle grounds out in a 3-U put out. A bit of a weird play as the ball initially landed foul, then it drifted back fair. So Chris Lanzilli stands in. It's 10-6 now, and Lanzilli gives it a prime opportunity to hand some more runs on the board for Kannapolis. So Sprinkle drives in a run against Tyler Worley on a check swing. First pitch to Lanzilli is up and inside, in and out of the glove. Check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did. Says home plate umpire, say infield umpire and Shane Sullivan. It's an 0-1 count on Lanzilli. Oh my goodness. Lanzilli barely lifted the bat off his shoulder, at least from my vantage point. 0-1 count, two outs. 2-1 for Kannapolis. Pitch from Worley. In there on the outside corner, it's 0-2 on a Chris Lanzilli. Ryan Galani awaiting on deck. This is the seventh batter of the inning for Kannapolis. 0-2 count with two outs. Bottom of the sixth, ballers trail by four. Lanzilli could do some damage with one swing of the bat. Worley, deep breath, 0-2 on the way. Lanzilli hits this one up the middle. Worley dances, tough play for the second baseman, O'Ray. Throw to first is in time for the out. Tough play at second for O'Ray, but he makes it. It's a ground out for Lanzilli, and it's just two runs on the board for Kannapolis. Well, we're through two-thirds of the game tonight. Back third to baseball we go. On the Ballers Baseball Network, it is 10-6. Mudcats lead. Ethan Hammerberg takes over when we come back here in Kannapolis on the Ballers Baseball Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Jay Savina, Gregory Barrios, and Kayla Nicasia do up top of the seventh inning. Ethan Hammerberg takes over on the mound. His first pitch is hacked out and missed. It is a 0-1 count. Excuse me, that's not Ethan Hammerberg. They pulled a switch on me. It's Connor Pellerin on the mound for Kannapolis. Takes over. They pulled a switch on me. It's Connor Pellerin as the 0-1 is looped into left field. That'll drop for a base hit. Jace Avina is on for the second time tonight with a base hit. Third hit of the night, though. He had a home run in the second. So one on now and nobody out for Gregory Barrios. Please excuse my confusion up here. Been a bit of a long game. As Connor Pellerin takes over for Anderson Comas on the mound. Hammerberg is not on the mound. It is the righty Pellerin. 6'4", 210. Former Tulane righty. Pitch delivered is a little looper towards second. Camaletti makes the grab on the out. Barrios is a sat down and a little P4. One down, runner still on first. It's Avina. And Kayla Nicasio will stand in. Connor Pellerin is the arm on the mound. Out of the bullpen. Do apologize for that mistake. Nobody's perfect, including the broadcaster. Connor Pellerin takes over on the mound, though. 6'4", 210, a free agent signing in 2023 out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. First pitch is inside to Nicasia. It is a 1-0 count on the center fielder, Kaylin Nicasia. Pellerin on the year, 0-1, a 7.94 ERA. Sitting in 11 and a third innings pitched, 16 strikeouts and 13 walks for the righty Pellerin. 1-0 pitch delivered. This one is in there on a called strike. 1-1 on Nicasia. Pellerin, a former farmhand of the New York Yankees organization. Still abides by the Yankee way to some extent. He jokes around himself about how he's always clean shaven. Because by his words, not mine, he can't grow facial hair. 1-1 is inside and low. Snap out of first. And a smack in safely is Avina. It is a 2-1 count again. I didn't say it. Those are words right from the source. Connor Pellerin himself has said that he can't grow facial hair. Appeared in four games in 2021 with the Tampa Tarpons. Did Connor Pellerin did not play in 2022. Was released by the Yankees earlier this year. Picked up on a free agent deal by the White Sox. 2-1 runner going. Fastball to the plate for a called strike. Throwing a second. Did they get him? Yes, they did. A nice throw by Gonzalez. To Gonzalez, and it's a Gonzalez tandem that gets Jace Avina out at second. A 2-6 put out. Two outs now. And a Nicasia now is a 1-2. Strikes away. 3-1 count with two outs. Three and one count on Kaylin Nicasia. Now time called Victor Estevez coming to talk with the home plate umpire in Dylan Holsey. Not sure what the commotion is now Holsey coming to talk with Estevez. As Estevez just looking for, looks like a clarification of sorts. Three and one count, two outs, top seven. Estevez having a long talk here with Holsey. Not quite sure what the discussion is. And it's finally a clarification, and now Holsey's going to talk with Shane Sullivan. Not sure what the discussion is here. But it looks like a conversation is being had amongst the two umpires, which usually can bode in a change of sorts. So they're going to say Pellerin is good. All good. Are we okay? I think we're okay. It is 2-2. 2-2 on Kaylin and Nicasia. Top seven, Mudcats on top 10-6. Pellerin's pitch delivered. In the dirt and low block by the catcher Gonzalez. Count will run full. Now we'll have a 3-2 count. On the center fielder, Nicasia in the ninth spot. Dylan O'Ray, second baseman, awaits on deck. Top of the seventh. And a 3-2 count. Pellerin looks in for the signs. 3-2 pitch delivered. Up and inside. He thought he had strike three. Instead, it's ball four. And it is a two-out walk of Nicasia. He's on base via a walk for the second time tonight. And total for the third time tonight. And now due up with two outs. Top of the order is Dylan O'Ray. This game just will not end. By far, I think we're on pace for the longest game of the year here. In this top of the seventh inning, Connor Pellerin on the mound. Two outs, pinch delivered, and they picked him off, caught stealing. Galaney's going to chase him, and it's a wild goose chase. He's out of the base path, is Nicasia, and it'll be the third out of the seventh inning. So Nicasia is sat down. He is out of the base path, so it's not technically a putout. I'm going to have to clarify the score, folks, as we're now through six and a half innings of baseball. Bottom seven we go. O'Ray will step back in, and we'll take a break. Seventh inning stretch, time to stretch here in Kannapolis on the Ballers Baseball Network and the Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Ryan Galani stands in, first baseman Juan Gonzalez. Ryan McCarthy to follow, bottom of the seventh inning. A baller still trail by four. Tyler Worley back on the mound. Another inning of action for the righty from a Tiffin in Ohio, wherever that is. It's a bit southeast of Michigan, I've heard. One is outside and low, a 1-0 count. Have to say, my mom is from Michigan, so a little bit of a war as Galani actually himself is from Ohio, a Mason, Ohio native. 1-0 pitch delivered by Worley is up and away. A 1-0 count moves to 2-0. Galani calls himself from Mason, Ohio. He's also from Louisiana. So he says mainly a Saints fan, but he says it's tough to not appreciate the Bengals and Joe Burrow. 2-0, I can't appreciate that much more as this one's in to right. Diving after it is Avina. He can't make the grabs. The second goes Galani. Headed to second and stopping there. It's a leadoff double for Ryan Galani. He's got a multi-hit game, and that is now a leadoff double. Nobody out and due up is the catcher in Juan Gonzalez. Juan Gonzalez will stand in, miss. Casey Betty makes her return to the playing surface tonight. Ballers Bat Dog in her second inning of service here in this Thirsty Thursday matchup. Tyler Worley on the mound, allowing a leadoff double. So now Juan Gonzalez will stand in. They call him El Toro Bravo, the Venezuelan right-handed bat. Former Miami-Dade College product, former farmhand of the Toronto Blue Jays. Pitch on the way. This one's grounded to short. Played by Barrios. He's going to go to third for the lead runner, and he's put out. Throw to first, and it's not in time. Ambitious move by Barrios. He gets the lead runner. It'll be Gonzalez reaching on a fielder's choice. So out at a third is Galani on a 6-5 putout. When was the last time you saw that? Instead, it'll be one out and a runner on first. It's Gonzalez, and due up is Ryan McCarthy. McCarthy stands in, one down, bottom seven. Ballers still trail by four. They have work to do. Worley sets on the mound, looking in for the signs. Gonzalez at first, dancing. First pitch delivered. This one's low and outside. A 1-0 count on the center fielder in Ryan McCarthy. One for three, a single in the fourth inning. Bottom of the seventh, ballers trail by four. 1-0 count on McCarthy, who is 1-for-3 with a single back in the fourth inning. 1-0 pitch deliver. This one is low and inside, 2-0 on the center fielder in Ryan McCarthy. Drake Logan, right fielder, awaits on deck. Bottom seven. Tyler Worley, 8 wins on the year with one more. Can actually tie himself for the Carolina League lead with our good buddy in Manuel Veloz, our righty who will more than likely piggyback on Saturday. 2-0 pitch. Wave and a miss from McCarthy. 2-1 on the baller center fielder. Product of Charleston, South Carolina, is Ryan McCarthy, a two-sport athlete at the Citadel. He played football and baseball, both as a center fielder and then a wide receiver on the football team. He was a quarterback, then he decided to move to wide receiver in his redshirt freshman year. Ended up making himself known as a pretty good athlete and picked up by the White Sox in a free agent deal into 2023. 2-1 count, Worley set to the mound, glove at the chest, 2-1 pitch delivered. Low and inside, now 3-1 on the Ryan McCarthy. Actually played for two collegiate Woodbat teams, the Trenton Thunder, now a collegiate Woodbat league up in Trenton, New Jersey, former Double-A team for the New York Yankees. And then he played out in Great Falls of the Voyagers, 3-1 check swing, he goes around on it, count will run full on McCarthy, went out to Montana to play for the Great Falls Voyagers, and then from there was signed by the White Sox. Him and Christopher DeGuzman, two guys signed out of the Voyagers roster. 3-2 count, one out. Bottom seven. Good lead at first for Gonzalez. 3-2. Low and by the catcher, Cibrian. Headed to second will be Gonzalez, and McCarthy will trot to first. It'll be a walk simply for McCarthy. He's on base for the second time tonight. This time it's a walk. To second goes Gonzalez. 2-1 and one out. Nine-hole batter in the right fielder, Drake Logan, will stand in. Michael O'Neill, pitching coach, will come out and talk with Tyler Worley. Drake Logan has reached three different times tonight, and they've all come in three different instances. A hit by a pitch, a single, and a walk. We'll see if he can make it a fourth different opportunity here. Might be able to get a fielder's choice. That's the most likely instance, as there are a total of nine different ways you can reach first base in the game of baseball. Of course, there's a single, hit by pitch, a walk, a wild pitch. There's a bunch of different ways. I don't even know all of them. I'm supposed to tell you there's nine of them? I don't know. I'm just going off all the reading I've done in the past, as there is an arm starting to stretch a little bit down the line in left for Carolina. One out, 2-1 for Kannapolis. Drake Logan at the plate, as Kannapolis trails by four runs. Worley sets, deep breath. First pitch to Drake Logan is a bit outside, a 1-0 count. And it's a 10-6 ball game, 15 hits to 12 in favor of the Mudcats. It has been an offensive outburst for both sides. Pretty much the opposite of a pitcher's duel. And this thirsty Thursday night, 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss, 1-1 on Drake Logan. Thirsty Thursday, half-price canned beer. Heck of a deal to come on out, enjoy a nice night at the ballpark. 1-1 count, one out. Worley will set. He has had 18 pitches. 1-1 on the way from the righty. This one is lifted in the air center field. Right to Nicasio, though, trailing. He took a bad angle on it. It falls down in center. Headed to third is El Toro Bravo. He's going to round and score. Stopping at third is McCarthy. It'll be one run across for the ballers. Drake Logan with an RBI double. Gonzalez will score. McCarthy's at third, and Drake Logan reaches for the fourth time tonight with a multi-hit game now. Has a RBI double, and the ballers, with one swing of the bat, could potentially tie this ball game. It's Mario Camilletti standing in with one out in this bottom of the seventh. So Gonzalez scores. I don't know about you folks, I'm not giving up on this game. Kannapolis has a big spot here. Camilletti, the on-base machine for the ballers, with a multi-hit game tonight. Two walks and two singles, stands in. Pitches up and away, 1-0 from Tyler Worley. Now that arm in left is going to get loose a little quicker for the Mudcats. We're at three arms for Carolina and four for Kannapolis. 1-0 count, Worley's offering. Up and inside on the corner for a called strike to Camilletti. It'll be 1-1. Apparently did catch the zone according to our track man up here. 1-1 count, one out. Camilletti stands in, former Central Michigan Chippewa. 1-1 from Worley. This one's a swung on, grounded up the middle, played by the shortstop Barrios. His only play will be to first, and it'll be another run scored, but they will get these third out as it's a double play. Pat Leland sent the runner at third, it looks like, and Drake Logan is sat down for the third out. I don't know exactly what that was, but the Ballers will get one run out of it. Scoring on the play is McCarthy, but Drake Logan sent on the play is out on a 3-2 put out for the third out. It is a 6-3 put out of Camaletti for out number two, and that concludes the seven innings of baseball. Ballers still trail just by two. They'll look to hold on here as it's top of the eighth, and we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Top of the eighth, top of the order for the Carolina Mudcats. It's Dylan O'Ray, Yadier Arenado, and Luke Adams due up. O'Ray steps in for another at-bat. He has reached tonight via a walk and a single. First pitch up and away to O'Ray. A 1-0 count on the Mudcats' second baseman. Arenado with a three-hit night is on deck, and in the hole is Luke Adams, who is 2-4-4. 1-0 in there on a called strike. 1-1 now on the second baseman, Dylan O'Ray. Connor Pellerin back on the mound for inning number two of work. Former farmhand of the New York Yankees. 1-1 on the way. This one's low and inside. 2-1 on the second baseman, Dylan O'Ray. Connor Pellerin, former Tulane Green Wave righty out of the American Athletic Conference. 2-1 on the way. This one is low and inside to O'Ray. Count will run to 3-1. O'Ray from Sarnia, Ontario, Canada. Third round pick in 2022 by the Milwaukee Brewers. Pellerin with a 3-1 count on the mound. Pitch deliver. This one is right down Broadway for a called strike. 3-2. On O'Ray, second baseman. Arenado awaiting on deck. Top of the eighth inning. Ballers trail by two. They've put up two runs in each of the last two frames while holding the Mudcats scoreless. This ball game is by no means over. As the great Yogi Berra once said, it ain't over till it's over. 3-2. Swing and a miss to the plate. He struck him out. Connor Pellerin has his first punch out of the night. Dylan O'Ray down on strikes. One down now. And Yadier Arenado, third baseman, is going to stand in. Connor Pellerin picks up his first strikeout tonight. His 17th on the season. He's now got seven against righties, and that's his 10th strikeout of a lefty bat for Connor Pellerin. Pitch on the way from the righty. This one is upstairs to Arenado. A 1-0 count on the Mudcats third baseman, Yadier Arenado, who has had a busy night. Three hits, two singles, and a double. Stolen base, and he reached on a wild pitch. 1-0 is in there, a called strike, 1-1. He scored one run. It was back in the third inning on a Luke Adams RBI double. Only a seven of the 10 Mudcats, runs have been RBI. 1-1, this one's poked in the center. That'll drop in front of McCarthy for a base hit. How about the 16th hit of the night for the Carolina Mudcats? It's a one-out looper in the center for Yadier Arenado. How about a 4-for-5 night for the young bat, Yadier Arenado, just 19 years old, out of Maracay, Venezuela. Gets his fourth hit of the night. It is Luke Adams standing in, one on and one out. 2-for-4, a double and a single. And a strikeout and a flyout as well for D.H. Adams. Pellerin on the mound, sets with a glove at the chin. Pitch on the way from the righty. Breaking ball is on the inside corner for a called strike. It is 0-1 on Luke Adams. Adams from Hinesdale, Illinois. Regarded as one of their top prospects, a 12th round pick in 2022. This one's upstairs above everyone at the home plate area. And it is a wild pitch off Connor Pellerin. It'll be a wild pitch, sending the runner to second. Arenado now in scoring position. 1-1 count with one out. As time called, and Gonzalez will come chat with Pellerin, who I'm assuming just had the ball slip out of his hand on the pitch. I think everyone's done it at some point. You've tossed the ball in, and it just kind of slips. Pellerin, no stranger to that, and just now, as it's a wild pitch. Another time for Arenado in scoring position. 1-1 count with one out. Top of the eighth inning. 10-8 Mudcats lead. We're approaching 3 hours of game time. 1-1. In the dirt block by Gonzalez, it is 2-1 on Luke Adams. Elsewhere tonight in the Carolina League, bottom of the eighth inning, Columbia all over Myrtle Beach. It's 8-1. Bottom of the seventh, my goodness, 14-5 Lynchburg is on top of Fayetteville, and then we have three finals to report as well. We'll give you those after this 2-1 pitch to Luke Adams. Connor Pellerin set. Arenado at second with a good lead. Pitch on the way from the righty. This one is a fastball in there on a called strike right down the middle. 2-2 on Adams. Fredericksburg takes the 4-3 win over Augusta tonight. It is a 7-2 final in Charleston. The River Dogs win a 7-2 over the Down East Wood Ducks, and 4-2 Salem. The Red Sox win over Delmarva 4-2 up in Maryland. 2-2. Swung and a miss to the plate. He struck him out. Connor Pellerin, two punch outs now. Both in this eighth inning. Luke Adams strikes out for the second time tonight. Two outs and a runner on still for the first baseman, Jesus Chirinos. Well, that Columbia game just went final. It is 8-1. The Fireflies take it over the Pelicans. So only two games currently going on in the Carolina League. It's us here in Kannapolis in the top of the eighth. And then the bottom of the seventh inning, 14-5, Lynchburg is on top. First pitch in there to Chirinos for a called strike, 0-1 from the righty Connor Pellerin. Pellerin produced his longest outing of the season last time out, an inning and two-thirds against the Down East Wood Ducks. He is at an inning and two-thirds as we speak, 0-1 from the righty. In the dirt, blocked by Gonzalez, count is even at 1-1. No arms warming for Kannapolis, I'm assuming that they're getting close to running out of arms, which could be a problem. Of course, you have allocations of who you can use each day as assigned by the White Sox organization. So the organization kind of works at this level to kind of say who you can and can't use on a day. 1-1 in the dirt again, blocked by Gonzalez, 2-1. Certain guys need certain amounts of rest as they pitch. So if you pitched yesterday, guaranteed. You're not going to pitch the next day. You won't pitch back-to-back days unless it's a weird instance of, like, you throw one or two pitches in a day on a Tuesday, and then you can come pitch again on a Wednesday. Other than that, you do need a couple of days' rest. 2-1, two outs. Pitch delivered from Pellerin. This one's a breaking ball on the outside corner. 2-2 on the first baseman, Chirinos. Ballers are on their third different arm out of the bullpen tonight, so they're hoping Pellerin can eat through a little more of this Carolina offense and hold on to keep it a two-run game. 2-2 on the way. Up and inside, almost in on the chinny-chin-chin of Jesus Chirinos. It is a full count on the Mudcats' first baseman. Catcher Jose Cibriano waits on deck. Top of the eighth inning, 10-8, Mudcats lead. It is still an obtainable advantage for the Ballers when they get around to the offense. 3-2 on the way. Low and outside for ball four. Connor Pellerin thought he had a strike three. Instead, it's ball four. Another walk on the board. This time, it is Chirinos taking the first base with a free pass. So due up is the catcher, Jose Cibrian. Pellerin with his second walk of the night. Only five walks as a unit for the Ballers this evening. One from Murphy, two from Franklin, none from Anderson Comas. And then now two from Pellerin in an inning and then two-thirds. Pitch on the way, Cibrian. This one gets by the catcher, Gonzalez. It'll move the runners up. A wild pitch. And now that'll send it to second and third. Go the runners. Arenado and Chirinos move up. Two outs, two in scoring position. And now Billy Seidel's up and going to get loose down the line in right. So I guess Seidel is good to go. He has not appeared yet this week. So Seidel is fresh and is able to pitch. Normally the closer for Kannapolis. However, at the moment, they are down 10-8 and just need a fresh arm as Pellerin is running out of gas. 1-0 count, pitch delivered. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball, 1-1. Sometimes running out of gas means you lose a little velocity, and sometimes it catches the opponent off guard. Certainly caught Cibrian off guard there with a breaking ball. It's 1-1. Time called. Home plate umpire. And Dylan Holsey. Now Victor Estevez is yelling over to Dylan Holsey. Carolina Mudcats manager, not a fan of something. 1-1 count on Cibrian. We roll on here in Kannapolis. Pellerin will have a 1-1 to Cibrian. Here it is. This one is lifted in the air. Right field hit well. Backtracking Drake Logan deep in the alley will make the grab for the out. Just shy of the warning track. A flyout into right for Jose Cibrian. And crisis averted for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Two reach for Carolina, but a none across the plate. Connor Pellerin does his job over about two innings of work. And that sends us into the bottom of the eighth inning. Take a quick break and be right back. New arm on the way for the Mudcats on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Jacob Gonzalez digs in. New arm of the month for the Carolina Mudcats. It's Chase Costello. First pitch in there at 96 miles an hour. Called a ball inside of Gonzalez. 1-0. It is Gonzalez, Harris, and Sprinkle due up. Costello on the mound is another arm used by Carolina. This 1-0 is in there for a called strike. 1-1 on Jacob Gonzalez. Chase Costello takes over. 6'3", 233-pound righty from Coral Springs, Florida. A free agent signee in 2023 out of St. Thomas University is Chase Costello. This one is low and inside, 2-1 on Jacob Gonzalez. On the year, Costello, 7-1, a 2.53 ERA. This is appearance number 22 for him on the season. Costello sets, 2-1 count, pitch delivered. Swung on, grounded towards second. O'Ray makes the rangy play. In the shallow right, makes the throw for the out. A 4-3 ground out of Jacob Gonzalez. Still a productive nine for the young man. Two hits, including an RBI base knock in the sixth. One down and two up now is Calvin Harris, the DH. So the Ballers have five outs to work with. They trail by two. And what suddenly has been a little bit of a closer game than it's felt like here late. This bottom of the eighth inning, Chase Costello takes over. Pitched at Pompano Beach High School in Florida. Just up in the northeast part of Fort Lauderdale. Pitch is up and inside, a 1-0 count on a Calvin Harris. Pompano Beach, the Golden Tornadoes in Florida. 1-0 count, pitch delivered from the righty. This one is a bit outside. 1-0 becomes a 2-0. Pompano Beach High School, actually not too far from where my dad grew up. Dad went to Northeast High School down in that area. 2-0 count. Costello sets, pitch delivered. Swung and foul tipped. It's 2-1 on Calvin Harris. Chase's dad, Vincent, played baseball at LSU in the 1980s and was actually a draftee of the Minnesota Twins. So baseball runs in the blood of Chase Costello, the 23-year-old righty from Coral Springs, Florida. Harris steps in. He's 2-for-4 tonight. 2 ground outs and 2 base hits. He does have a multi-hit game. Does the barehanded backstop Calvin Harris. 2-1 pitch delivered. Swung on, lifted high, and foul. It is 2-2 on Calvin Harris, the DH. Jordan Sprinkle awaits on deck. 2-2 count on Harris. Bottom eight, one down. Ballers trail by two. Costello, his most recent appearance, 5 2/3 out of the pen. Won't need to do that today. 2-2. Up and in hits Harris in the arm, and that's got to hurt at 96 miles an hour. Harris will chuck the bat and take a little bit of a soft walk over to first. He gets hit in the arm. It's an HBP. One on and one out. Tying run to the plate. It's Jordan Sprinkle. And the plot thickens like a good sausage gravy. One on, one out. Tying run to the plate. It's Jordan Sprinkle, who's 0-for-4. Combined with tonight and last night is 0-for-7. Looking to change his tides here in this bottom of the eighth, and what a time to do it it would be. Costello at 96 on the radar gun with a fastball. Big spot here for Kannapolis. First pitch to Sprinkle. He swings and fouls this off his foot. That's got to hurt. 0-1 on a Sprinkle. Those stink. Fouling a pitch off your foot, off your leg. It's not like a hit-by pitch when you get to take first base. It's your own fault. You get hit in the leg. It just kind of stings. 0-1 count. Costello sets glove at the chin. 0-1 pitch. Low and outside. Gets by the catcher, Cibrian. That'll send Harris to second. Runner will move up, and it'll be a pass ball on Cibrian. So that'll be an error on Cibrian, but not on the board. It is running the mover up to moving the runner, I should say, to second. It's Calvin Harris on a PB in my scorebook. So Sprinkle will now have a runner in scoring position with one down. Sprinkle has been able to drive runners in at opportune times. With runners in scoring position, 1-1, he lifts this one to center. Just a can of corn, though, for Kaitlin Acacia. Grab made for out number two. Harris will not move off the second base bag. But here comes a big power bat. It's Chris Lanzilli with a runner on second and two outs. So Jordan Sprinkle now is 0-for-5. Combined over his last two games, 0-for-8. Two outs, runner on for Lanzilli. Lanzilli over the last month has been scorching hot. 370, 20 hits and 16 RBI for the Ballers. First pitch on the way. This one's up and inside. Lanzilli will have a 1-0 count. Single in the second inning. He had a double in the fifth and then was put out on the play. He was put out after he turned the corner at second a little too hard. Costello sets on the mound. 1-0 on the way to Lanzilli. This one is on a fastball and they're called strike at 95, 1-1. Lanzilli 16 RBI in the month of August. He has been pretty sharp with runners in scoring position, 377. Four homers of his six total on the year. 1-1 count, two outs. Pitch delivered. Lanzilli swings and misses at a fastball inside, 1-2. On the left fielder, Lanzilli. Ryan Gillaney awaits on deck. A 1-2 count with two outs. Bottom of the eighth inning. Tying run at the plate, it's Lanzilli. Costello on the mound, 1-2 count. Looks at second, Harris with a good lead. Pitch delivered from the righty. Outside, gets by the catcher, C. Brown. Headed to third will be Calvin Harris. And that one is going to be a pass ball. Wild pitch. We'll see what the scoring is. Harris will move to third. He moves to second and third freely here. Because now this kind of changes your approach if you're Lanzilli. Of course, you need a base hit regardless to score the runner. But now you don't have to worry about necessarily an extra base hit. A single does the job. 2-2 from Costello. Swung on a foul tipped, and Cibrian gets the better chunk of that foul ball. 2-2 your count still, as Cibrian will get a second to collect himself. So Harris is at third after a wild pitch from Costello sent him to second, and at third, we'll see what the call is from our official score. 2-2 count with two outs. Wild pitch for Costello. So two wild pitches in the same inning for Costello. 2-2 count with two outs. Harris at third. Lanzilli at the plate. Ryan Galani awaits on deck. A big spot here. Time called by the catcher into Cibrian, buying himself some more time. Lanzilli digs in. 36 RBI. Batting 310. A big spot here for Lanzo. Costello assents. 2-2 on the way. Outside, count will run full. As Costello trying to find the outside corner instead, he's just kind of pulling the catcher, Cibrian, off of his crouch. And the count is full. Galani, a line drive hitter on deck. Lanzilli, a power hitter. Can certainly put the ball in the gap. 3-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. Got him on a breaking ball inside and low, and that's a strikeout for Lanzilli. He strikes out for the first time tonight, and Chase Costello gets out of the inning unscathed despite a hit-by-pitch and a couple of wild pitches. So the Ballers still trail by two. After Lanzilli strikes out, he is now 2-for-5 on the night. Well, that'll send us into the ninth inning. Still a pretty close game. 10-8 your score. Billy Seidel will take over on the mound when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully. To live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Billy Seidel takes over on the mound for Kannapolis, the 15th round pick in 2022 out of Wellesley, Massachusetts, former Duke Blue Devil. Normally the closer for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, instead he takes over tonight in a bit of a late inning situation where he just needs to get through it really quickly. Taden Hall, Jay Savina, and Gregory Barrios are his three to face as Seidel's pitch delivered to the 1-0 in there for a called strike. It is 1-1 on Taden Hall. Taden Hall tonight, a single and a single in the second and sixth inning. 1-1 count. Seidel sets, pitch delivered. This one's a bit outside, 2-1 on the left fielder, Taden Hall. Jay Savina, Gregory Barrios awaiting on deck here in the top of the ninth inning. Mudcats on top, 10-8, out hitting Kannapolis, 16-13. 2-1, fastball is in there for a called strike, 2-2. as we are now past 3 hours of game time here in Kannapolis. An unusually long ball game tonight because there's been 29 total hits. 2-2 on the way from Seidel. This one's lifted in the air left center field, trailing McCarthy. But Chris Lanzilli will have it in his eyes, have it in his hands. Four out number one. Fly out in the left for Taden Hall. One left fielder flies out to another for the first out. Now due up is Jace Avina. Jace Avina, the Carolina Mudcats leader in strikeouts, but he's done anything but strike out tonight. A multi-hit game. He is a triple shy of the cycle, actually. At the moment, he's homered, he's doubled, and he's singled. Seidel's first pitch to Avina is hacked and a miss, 0-1 on a breaking ball upstairs. Avina leads in home runs and strikeouts, so he is an all-or-nothing kind of guy. At the plate is the Reno, Nevada native. Seidel's 0-1 delivered. Low and inside, Avina takes all the way, 1-1. Seidel, this is game number 40 for him on the season. This is Kannapolis' 110th game. I'm not good at math. That's 4/11 of all the games that Billy Seidel has appeared in. I'm not too great at math. Pitch is inside, though. To Avina, it is 2-1. Seidel leads all Carolina League pitchers now with 40 games, and he also leads in saves. He has 12 on the year. As the catcher and Gonzalez calls time, it is a 2-1 count on Jace Avina. 2-1 count on Avina. Seidel sets, pitch, deliver. Swung on, grounded, foul, almost hits his own manager, Estevez, at the third base coach's box, and it's now 2-2. Estevez did a little shuffle over there and dodged the hard liner on the 2-2. So it's a 2-2 count on Avina. Gregory Barrios, the shortstop, awaits on deck. Avina with three hits tonight has almost reached his half of his last total of his last 10. 2-2. This one's inside, and his hips don't lie as he has to duck out of the way there. Count will run full. One out, top nine. Avina stands in. Ben at the knees, holds the bat over the right shoulder. Seidel's 3-2 on the way. This one is outside for ball four, a one-out walk. And it's one on now with one out. Due up is Gregory Barrios, the shortstop. Seidel allows another runner on base. He has allowed a runner on in each of his last now six outings. He has had a bit of a cold streak on the mound as Seidel. Last week against Down East, two innings, four hits, six runs, three walks, and three strikeouts for the righty, the former Duke Blue Devil. Pitch on the way to Barrios, low and outside. Scooped by the catcher, Ina Gonzalez. It is 1-0. Barrios 2-for-4 tonight. He has been pretty cold entering tonight. Last 10, he is 3-for-36, but he's got two hits tonight. Would be pretty impressive if he gets three hits tonight, considering he's had him in his last 10. Gonzalez scoops on the 1-0. Second for one on to first. Did he get the double play? No! Almost a double play. Instead, it's two outs, and it's a fielder's choice for Barrios. That would have ended the inning. Instead, we'll have two outs and a runner on first. Barrios reaches on the FC. At second is Avina on the 6-4 put out. So two outs now. And due up is the 9-hole batter in the pesky bat of Kalen Nicasia. So Nicasia, who has doubled and he's walked twice, will stand in against Billy Seidel. Pitch on the way from the righty in there for a called strike. It is 0-1 on Nicasia. Seidel looking to avoid making it three outings in a row, allowing a run on the mound. 0-1 on the way to Kalen Nicasia. Outside, 1-1. Nicasia from Oss, Netherlands, a 16th round pick in 2021 by the Milwaukee Brewers. He is the second oldest outfielder on the roster at 21 years old. Mudcats' oldest player, they have a 24-year-old. It's Jose Cibrian. That's the oldest guy they have. 1-1 fouled off. Nicasia will have a 1-2 count. Ballers do have 1-2 25-year-olds on the roster in Logan Lyle and Chris Lanzilli. Ballers relatively have an older team. They don't have anybody younger than 20 in the Carolina League versus Carolina, where they're a bunch of 19-year-olds. Runner takes off on the 1-2. This one's grounded to first. Galaney with a clean play. He'll take it to the first base bag himself. He just moseys on over, and that's the third out of this top of the ninth inning. Billy Seidel does his job. It's a 3-2 ground out for Nicosia, and now it's time to see if the Ballers can rally in this bottom of the ninth inning. It'll be Duha, Galaney, Gonzalez, and McCarthy when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Ballers down by two. A big spot here. Costello back when we come back on the mound for Carolina.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The Wofford Terrier, Ryan Galaney, leads it off against Costello. First pitch in there is a call. Striking a 94-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-1 on a Ryan Galaney. Gonzalez and McCarthy to follow. Bottom of the ninth inning. 0-1 count on Galaney. Ballers trail by two. They're being out hit 16-13 in what's been a crazy night. Galaney lines this first pitch down in the right for a base hit. Ryan Galaney, a three-hit night now for the former Wofford Terrier. He's on base to lead it off, and now the tying run steps to the plate. It is El Toro Bravo, Juan Gonzalez, with one runner on and nobody out. Juan Gonzalez digs in, one on and nobody out. Bottom of the ninth inning, tying run to the plate. It is Gonzalez. Chase Costello back on the mound, his second inning of action. He's had a clean inning work despite a hit-by-pitch. Gonzalez will take the first pitch fastball upstairs in there for a called strike, 0-1. Gonzalez has reached twice tonight with a single and a fielder's choice. Ryan Galaney, a three-hit night. Have a night, young man. 0-1 pitch from Costello. Up and in, and it hits Gonzalez. And now this thing is getting good. Two on and nobody out. The go-ahead and winning run. And Ryan McCarthy is going to step in with nobody out. And a 2-1. Gonzalez will take the bag. And it looks like they're going to see a pinch hitter, perhaps. Or a pinch runner. No pinch runner. They're going to put Gonzalez off. And they're going to put La Chispa, Wilbur Sanchez, at first base. He is the tying run. Pinch runner and Wilbur Sanchez will take the bag. HBP for Gonzalez. And then Wilbur Sanchez is the pinch runner. The pinch runner is the tying run, as Ryan McCarthy is going to stand in Now with nobody out in this ninth inning. Big spot here for the Ballers. McCarthy will stand in. 2-1, nobody out. Costello sets on the mound. He looks at second. McCarthy will stand. Pitch delivered. This one gets by Cibrian. The runners are going to move up. It's a wild pitch. And don't give up now, folks. This one is not done. 1-0 count on McCarthy. And it's runners on second and third with nobody out. Runners on second and third. 1-0 count on McCarthy. A base hit ties this ball game. Of course, a deep fly ball sends us home. 1-0 count, bottom of the ninth inning. Costello sets on the mound, pitch delivered. McCarthy waves and misses at a breaking ball. It is 1-1. Costello now all of a sudden is in a save situation in a game that's seen 30 hits between these two sides. Costello sets 1-1 on the way to McCarthy. Inside 2-1. 2-1 count on McCarthy. Today he's reached base twice, a single and a walk. He struck out twice, but McCarthy has been able to get on base at selective times. 2-1 from Costello, wave and a miss, 2-2. So now a 2-2 count and nobody out. Costello at 7-1 on the year, looking for the save in a big spot here for the Ballers. 2-2 count, nobody out. Bottom nine, they trail by two. Pitch on the way from Costello. Swing and a miss. McCarthy gets the swing and miss. Strikeout. And Costello gets the first out he needs. So now the Ballers have two outs left. Drake Logan's going to stand in. A 2-1 now. And one out. I think in any other ball game, you would pinch hit here for Drake Logan. However, Drake Logan's had one of his best nights at the plate in recent memory. A multi-hit game, a double and a single, and a walk and a hit-by pitch. He's reached base every time he stepped into the plate for Kannapolis. First pitch is a little bit low and outside, a 1-0 count on Drake Logan. So McCarthy strikes out for the third time tonight, a 1-0 count on Drake Logan. Ballers in a huge opportunity here. Costello's 1-0 to Logan, a swing and a foul tip. Cibrian gets a piece of it, and he'll have to take a deep breath. It is 1-1 on Drake Logan. Our head groundskeeper in Tim Siegel is our ball boy tonight on the first base dugout. And a little fun fact may have to be shared a little bit later. Has to do with Tim Siegel and the ball boy job. 1-1 count. Pitch delivered from Costello. This one's in there for a called strike. 1-2 on Drake Logan. Everybody on the top step of the dugout for both sides, the Mudcats and the Ballers, as Chase Costello is locked into a save situation. Logan stands at the plate. 1-2 on the way. Low and outside, 2-2. Trying a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. That one's wide, though. 2-2 here count. Should the Ballers hold on and get the victory tonight, Billy Seidel will get the win. As a chance arrives from Kannapolis, let's go Weevils. Costello's 2-2 to Logan. Up and away now. Count will run full. And hold your breath, folks. This is a big pitch coming. As Mario Camilleri awaits on deck. On-base machine for the Ballers awaits on deck. Drake Logan has been a thorn in the side of the Mudcats all night. 3-2, 2-1, one out. Ballers down by two. Here's the pitch from Costello. Low and outside from all four, and that walks the bases with one out. And Mario Camilleri will stand in with an opportunity to be the hero in this bottom of the ninth inning. So Drake Logan walks for the second time tonight. Everybody moves up a base, and it's bases chucked full of Weevils with one out. Bottom of the ninth inning, Michael O'Neill is going to come talk with Chase Costello. And a huge opportunity now as, hold on a second, it looks like Chase Costello is reaching at his ankle. Looks like the athletic trainer in Miles Fish has come out as well. As he is grabbing at his right foot, his right ankle. Big opportunity here for Kannapolis. Bases are loaded with one out. Miles Fish, the trainer, out to talk. And a check on Chase Costello in a situation where it looks like he might be in some discomfort on the mound in that right foot. Bottom nine, one out. Galaney is at third. He's got some speed. Sanchez is at second. He's got a lot of speed. He's the leader in stolen bases. And then Drake Logan, I would argue, is probably the second or third fastest guy on the roster. He is at first. And this is a ginormous opportunity for Mario Camilletti. Bases loaded and one out. Bottom of the ninth inning. They are waving the colors in Kannapolis in a nail-biter of a game. Mario Camilletti, a multi-hit game, two singles, two walks. His last at-bat was a ground out of the shortstop. The last thing you want is a ground ball double play here. Costello's first pitch to Camilletti. This one's inside and low. It is a 1-0 count. Camilletti, the Carolina League leader in walks. He's got 81 in the season. A walk again here would do a lot of good. Because you'd have Jacob Gonzalez stepping to the plate. And he has been a hot bat tonight. 1-0 pitch from Costello. Right down Broadway, a called strike. It is 1-1 on Mario Camilletti. Like I said, the last thing you want in this scenario would be a ground ball. Unless it's hard hit and it's past an infielder. Costello's 1-1 to Camilletti. Low on the outside corner for a called strike, 1-2. It is in there on the outside corner. And Al Costello is one strike away from completely changing the tides of this inning. Camilletti is the active team leader in RBI with 54. Big spot here for Moore. 1-2 on the way. Swinging a little looper foul down the left field side. 1-2 remains your count. The energy is unmatched here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's been an absolute up-and-down game here in Kannapolis. 1-2 count, one out. Costello's pitch delivered. Swinging a line drive left field, trailing is Hall. He is going to lay out, can't make the grab. Down is the ball in left field. Scoring Galaney, scoring is Sanchez. Here comes Drake Logan, and the Ballers have walked it off. Mario Camilletti with a 3-RBI double down the line in left, and the Ballers have come back all the way from down 10-4, and they've won it 11-10 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Listen to this crowd. Mario Camilletti with a 3-RBI double, and Kannapolis has taken the victory tonight over the Carolina Mudcats. This game is not good for the blood pressure, and it's certainly not good if you don't like heartbreak in fashion losses, as the Carolina Mudcats drop a 6-run lead, and the Ballers come all the way back. They score 7 unanswered from the 6th inning on, and they take the victory 11-10 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Oh my goodness, what a game. We're going to have it all for you on the postgame show. We'll be right back on the Ballers and Baseball Network. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win 11-10, your final over the Carolina Mudcats. We'll be right back, postgame show on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards, When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
Trevor Wilt, thanks for sending up here to the broadcast booth here high atop Atrium Health Ballpark. Bull Weevils win, baby. Bull Weevils win. Pretty hard to not lose your voice up here in the press box if you're on the broadcast. What a victory. Kannapolis comes all the way back. They were down at one point 10-4, and they come all the way back. Two runs in the sixth, two runs in the seventh, and three runs in the ninth inning on a three RBI double off the bat of Mario Camilleni. Tonight's hero in the bottom of the ninth inning. 11-10, Ballers take the victory. The Piedmont Bull Weevils tonight on this Thirsty Thursday matchup. 11-10, your final. Carolina actually outhits Piedmont by a final line of 16-15. 31 combined hits between these two sides. Two errors for Piedmont and none for Carolina. What a game. I'm sitting here, it's pretty hard to be speechless as a broadcaster, but what a game we just witnessed, and what a game this was on this Thirsty Thursday matchup. What a way to cap off our final game as the Piedmont Bull Weevils as well in 20-23. Tonight's hero, of course, Mario Camilleni, a three-hit night, four RBI, and three of those came in that one swing of the bat, bottom of the ninth inning, down the left field line. Jacob Gonzalez, a multi-hit game, 2-for-5 with two RBI, 0-for-5 night with one run driven in for Jordan Sprinkle. Multi-hit game as well for Chris Lanzilli, 2-for-5 with a run driven in. Ryan Galani, a three-hit night. He steps up a little bit at the plate, 3-for-5 with a run scored. 1-for-4 for Ryan McCarthy, and then 2-for-2 with a run driven in for Drake Logan. He reached base in every at-bat. He stepped to the plate, every plate appearance. Drake Logan, a very solid night out there for the Ballers right fielder as they get the job done tonight over the Carolina Mudcats. On the other side at the plate, Carolina gets a four-hit night from Yadier Arenado, an RBI. Dylan O'Ray gets a 1-for-4 night with a run driven in. 2-for-5 night for the DH Luke Adams, 1-for-4 with two runs driven in for Jesus Chirinos. Jay Savina, a two-run home run in the second inning for Carolina, put them on the board first with two runs driven in. A three-hit night for the Reno, Nevada native. Gregory Barrios, 2-for-5 with a run scored, and then a 1-for-3 night with two runs for Kalen Nicasia. In all, Carolina outhits Kannapolis 16-15, but Kannapolis comes out on top late with a beautiful base knock down the left field line by Mario Camilleni. On the mound, Kannapolis uses five arms tonight. Shane Murphy, five runs on seven hits in 3 1/3 innings pitched, one walk and four strikeouts. And Zach Franklin, inning in a third, five runs, four earned, four hits, two walks and a strikeout. Anderson Comas, 1 1/3 shutout innings, three hits and three strikeouts. Connor Pellerin, two shutout innings, two hits, two walks, and two strikeouts. And then Billy Seidel comes in the ninth and kind of unexpectedly gets the win. One inning with one walk. He pitches a solid ninth inning, and then the Ballers come back in the bottom of the ninth and hand him his fifth victory on this season. On the other side, the Mudcats, they use four arms tonight. Herrera, four runs on eight hits in 3 2/3 innings, two walks and two strikeouts. Jason Pena, 1 2/3, two runs on three hits, two walks and three punchouts. Tyler Worley gets a hold, two runs on two hits in 1 2/3 with a walk and no strikeouts. And then finally, Chase Costello, three runs on two hits and ending in a third, a walk and a two punchouts. 8 1/3 innings pitched on the mound for Carolina. And it's 11 runs on 15 hits, for the Piedmont Bull Weevils to pick up the victory tonight. Time of the game, it was a long one, 3 hours and 17 minutes, but over 2,600 fans packed Atrium Health Ballpark for what turned out to be an instant classic here in Kannapolis. Just for the records and just looking at it here, a big moment in that ninth inning. Drake Logan drew the walk. The Ballers at the moment, according to MILB's Game Day app, had a 32% chance to win this game. And they come back all the way after bases loaded with one out in the inning. And Mario Camilleri provides the double and hands Kannapolis a 11-10 victory. Well, here's the good news. Kannapolis has the series lead now 2-1. And they'll look to make it 3-1 over the Mudcats in tomorrow's action. 7 o'clock, first pitch. Tanner McDougal gets the start. 0-3 with a 4.34 ERA against the righty Patricio Aquino. 4-3 with a 2.82 ERA. 7 o'clock first pitch. Hope you can join us here at Atrium Health Ballpark after what you saw tonight. Why not come out to more ball games? This team is absolutely buzzing right now on offense. Hope to see you tomorrow at the ballpark. If you can't join us here, join us on the broadcast. Bentley Live, MILB.TV, and your two audio streams, kcballers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. For everyone here in Kannapolis, I'm Dan Helody up here in the broadcast booth saying thanks as always for tuning in, and I'll leave you as I always do. Speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed. And until next time, have a blast in dramatic fashion. Bull Weevils win, baby. Bull Weevils win. Your final score tonight is the Piedmont Bull Weevils 11 and the Carolina Mudcats 10. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday night. Drive home safe if you're on the road. And have a great one, everyone.